to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
They can grow up to 3 feet long, walk on their fins, and live on land for several days, devouring other fish and birds and ducks, and they breed like crazy. Now there's possibly even thousands of fish in that pond. Line 4, Larry in Virginia, you're on the air with Drudge.
Matt Drudge, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
You know, I have a theory about these fish that can walk on land. You'll notice they went from New York City over to Maryland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can walk on their own, correct? Do you think it's more than a coincidence that perhaps maybe they walked all the way to Maryland because...
Oh, they hitchhiked down the 95?
They walked down 95 because they can't hear Don and Mike on in New York City anymore.
There he goes. Yeah, classic.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Don, 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 Don.
And great ideas for fresh corn on the cob and off.
Lie on my couch and cry about your mammy.
F you, white trash.
Great 70s.
But they've come for such a nice reason today.
Why?
To pay their last respects to Buzz. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Characters and all the ships at sea, loved by millions because they suck hard and lavish attention elsewhere.
Yes.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Ron, and hi, and thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday. July 17th.
My God, is it July 17th already?
And here's your phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636, Washington, D.C.
Oh, come on.
Your special number 202-432. 106.7. You'll notice that I'm not bloody today.
You don't have a mark on you, and as a matter of fact, you're not crying, which you usually are when you come into the studio each and every day.
You were gathered there in the stairwell with all the migrant workers.
Yeah, I was waiting because I called the guys in to say, you want to see a real show? You're going to be able to see Don get sodomized before the show.
As it turns out, the sodomizer,
oh my God,
is not with us.
Oh no,
I don't think it's the big one.
Well, how do you know though?
We don't know.
I mean, he has been literally in and out of the hospital for the better part of a decade.
All I know is I got a call from this morning. Considering, yeah, that it's just
when you know
2000, 2001, and 2002.
And I know, the better part. No, I'm talking about the 90s also. I'm just talking about a 10-year period. And, you know, I am not exaggerating either. He has been in and out of hospitals for almost 10 years. When I say that, you laugh because it is true.
A lot of it was late 90s going into the early...
Yeah.
From the year 2000 to 2002, I think, is when Buzz has spent the majority of his time in the hospital.
Probably most of his hospital stays. When did he first go under the knife? Wasn't it about 98?
I think it was 98 when his stomach exploded.
It was 9...
Anyway.
Remember, he was with Inches of Death then.
Yeah.
I get the call today. And for God's sakes, it sounds like the Grim Reaper on the other line.
It disturbs me what you told me before the show started about his condition.
Now I know. What did I tell you about his condition?
You said that he was vomiting and he had diarrhea, and that is something to do with that plumbing area where he had it repaired, and I think maybe he's got an infection.
It's a blockage.
He doesn't move around. Yeah, that's what he said to me. I pick up the phone and keep in mind...
It's funny when I'm being serious.
Keep in mind that it's very early, and everybody has the gravelly early morning voice.
Yeah, exactly.
About 7:30, the phone rings, and I don't get the normal, hi.
Right.
I get, hi. I go,
uh-oh.
Hello. Because I don't recognize his voice, right? I'm not by the caller ID.
Right.
He goes, it's Buzz. Hi, how you doing? I'm vomiting. I have diarrhea. I don't think I'll be there today.
Man.
I said, okay.
Nasty summer bug.
Okay. Get yourself a checkup, Buzz.
Yeah, you know, he shouldn't take that crap lightly, so to speak. He shouldn't take that lightly because I think it could be his music. This is like real funeral music.
It is. It's a funeral march.
It is. You know, he shouldn't take it lightly because he's had stomach disorders for a long period of time. And he's the kind of guy, he'll vomit and have diarrhea until, like, he's got the fever of 107 and he's seeing the wall move.
And then he's got to go back to the hospital where he doesn't get apple juice so no one comes to see him.
I mean, what if he really does...
First case of malaria in the history of Fairfax.
I just, Buzz, if you're listening, which you probably...
If you can understand, Buzz.
Buzz, if you can hear me, go to the hospital.
If you're not reaching over to either clean up some vomit or if you're not sitting on the bowl right now, you know, Robbie, give me his phone number.
Okay.
Will you give me his phone number?
I think he shouldn't take it lightly that he's got a stomach-related problem. He should seek medical attention.
I think we should send an ambulance.
I agree. Well, we could get into big trouble.
Pick him up.
No, it should be a private one.
Hello, Don and Mike.
It's a private one. We don't get in trouble.
Hello.
You dial 911.
Don and Mike.
Hi, John.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how are you, man?
We're doing great, thank you.
You know, I got to tell you how much I miss your show. I used to listen at WNEW.
Right.
And if I could kiss your ass a little bit, you know, I listened to you like about 4 years ago. I found you up in York, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And, you know, it's just really a shame that you guys aren't here anymore.
Well, we're a little bummed out about that, too, but there's really nothing we can do. You know, it's out of a lot of people's hands. That's the way I understand it.
Well, we had a meeting yesterday.
It's out of, the way I understand it, it's out of everybody's hands.
That's right.
Nobody's accountable.
Nobody's accountable. We had I got to be careful how I say this. We had a meeting yesterday with a certain member of management. What are you pissed about?
Adam, I am so mad.
Why?
This is huge.
What?
You want to know what's huge? Buzz is dying.
I just got a note to begin the show. I don't even want to burden you with this, but I will because you know me and you see my face. Pizza Hut has no more P-zones.
Okay.
You know, F the world. F the world. It's going to be 100 degrees today. F the world.
Really looked mad.
God almighty.
Don't get so mad we're having an ozone alert, Mike.
Come on now. It's unhealthy air out there. Come on now.
Okay. So, we had a meeting with management yesterday about, and it's the first time we've had a meeting with management in almost 2 months.
Yeah, very long time.
And basically all we got out of the meeting yesterday was, don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know. Every time we asked a question, the answer was, don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little unsettling. It was, it was something where we just walked out, well, okay.
We weren't mad when we walked out.
No, it was not a bad meeting. It was not a meeting where, you know, we thought it might go badly. We thought it might be an angry meeting, but it wasn't.
It wasn't. It was just, well, frustrating, because every time we asked a question, the answer was, and I think we were getting the honest answer back.
Yeah, I believe we were.
The guy we were talking to said, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
believe him, and I think that he was sincere.
We'd say, well, who could we ask about this? And he'd go, it's tough, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I walked out with a knowledge of our situation and a comfort. I don't know why. I walked out knowing,
know why.
This is the way it is.
I know why, because you and I both know what the end play is going to be.
Right.
We now know what the end is going to be to the story.
Sure.
But it's, you know.
And I feel good about that. I don't feel like the time we spend here is going to be as depressing as it has been.
No.
I think now you and I have just a secure knowledge of where we are. And you know what? If you can get that, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Basically, we are secure. Understand how ridiculous this is. And I know that we're kind of speaking in code here, and we'll get off the topic of the subject.
We probably shouldn't even be doing this.
But we had a meeting with the management of this company yesterday, and to every question that we asked, the answer was, I don't know.
Right.
Yet we are happy that when we went to the meeting, we got the answers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what does that say about us?
Right.
What kind of idiot businessmen are we?
I know.
That we go into the first meeting that we've had with this company, every question, the answer is, I don't know. Mike and I, like two mooks down in the parking lot after the meeting, we shake hands and go,
well done. Yeah.
Good meeting.
Fantastic,
good.
Yeah.
Good about things.
Yeah, sure, terrific.
But we do feel good about things, because I think
we could have walked out with a totally different feeling.
I think we know where we stand.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh yeah.
Got that.
We got that
yesterday. Through all the I don't knows, and
yeah,
you have to ask so-and-so, or you have to talk to so-and-so. We kind of got a feeling of where we are on the food chain.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It's nice down here. Let me just say, it's nice. It's real nice down here.
I like it down here.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, you guys got a nice situation there, but I'm just telling you that I'm just surprised that, you know, the way...
No, don't speak too quickly there, my friend.
The situation is not nice. Well, let me just ask you, Heather.
Let me just finish, because you guys, I mean, like, you're big dogs in D.C., you know what I mean? And, I mean...
That doesn't mean a lot.
It doesn't mean a lot, but, man, you guys are great, and, I mean, I don't know...
I mean, it doesn't mean a lot to the people who were saying, I don't know.
Yeah, it means a lot to us.
And it means a lot to our listeners.
We really do, you know, value Washington, D.C. We truly do.
But I'm just surprised that, you know, the people in New York that you deal with didn't understand so much about what you guys were doing, and...
I gotta delete you out there.
Yeah,
because
we gotta knock it off. We're not able to do this. You have to understand. Respect that, okay?
You have to. I had to hang up on that guy because he was talking about stuff that legally we can't talk about.
Someday we're gonna be able to talk about it.
It's just weird.
It is weird. It is baffling.
We go through almost 2 months without speaking to Ken, and I think I can say his name.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Stevens, general manager.
I like Ken. I liked having that meeting. I liked having a cordial, friendly meeting with him. I enjoyed that. I you know, we always, on and off, have had cordial relationships with him.
I really got home last night and thought what idiots we were.
Yeah.
That we sat there, mm-hmm, and we pretty much, if you read between the lines, we had the scenario laid out for us.
Oh, absolutely.
And we know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Which is why I guess we're happy that we no longer wonder what might happen down the road. We kind of know what's going to happen.
It's indelibly clear.
Yeah. And,
Stuff was said that I, you know.
I don't know. It's like,
I don't either. You know, we don't know either.
How does an innocent man who's been convicted of a crime and he knows that there's no way that they're going to overturn the evidence, even though he knows he's innocent, when he finally gets the news that he's going to be strapped into the electric chair and he's going to be put out of his misery, he probably, at the end of that meeting, probably turned to his cellmate and said, that was a pretty good meeting. That was a pretty good meeting. At least I know where I stand.
You know, one of the things I believe I said to you, I said, go home, do what you always do. Digest. You're usually about 99.9 on the digestion of the meeting and then, you know, giving it a night. And obviously, we've come to the same conclusion.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
Dead man walking.
Toast. We're toast. We're burned, fried,
right.
Toast.
Yeah.
Right here. But at least we know it.
Sure.
At least we know it, which makes it easier.
Yeah, you know, the thing, it was spelled out for us. All the H's and O's were spelled out.
Now, you're going to get us in trouble. You're going to be the one for a change that gets us in trouble.
No, I didn't mean
that.
Watch. All right.
Oh, well, of course, and Mike means that there was lots of ho-hos and hee-hees and ha-has. It was
absolutely
a very festive meeting that we had with our manager yesterday.
It was indeed. I don't doubt for a second that we can maintain that relationship for as long as we work here. That's what I say. I didn't say anything about that.
I know you didn't, and I agree with you.
I really do.
I'm with you 100% on
that. I like that. I like that. I think we'll always be friends with that guy.
Well, okay. I have no comment on that.
I mean, I do. I like him.
I have no comment.
As a person, I like him.
I have no comment on that situation.
I've always liked him as a person. I've always liked him as a person.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. That's all I can say. Happy Wednesday to you.
All right.
So it was an interesting meeting yesterday, and I won't bore you with any more of the talk of it, but
could have been really ugly.
Yeah.
Could have been really ugly.
Yeah.
On both ends, we could have been really like...
It was social.
I mean, we didn't get anything we didn't expect.
Correct. God, we're pathetic. We are two pathetic men.
It's not our fault.
We are two pathetic guys.
But it's not our fault.
We go to this meeting. I don't care. I don't care.
We're
not
pathetic,
our fault.
But it's not our fault.
No.
You know what? We're not pathetic. It's a pathetic situation.
We are pathetic.
It's a pathetic situation.
Yes, it is. And worse.
It is ridiculous.
And we're stuck right in the middle.
And we are. There's nothing we can do.
Our feet are cemented to the ground. We are going to be living in pathetic city now.
We are.
For the next however long it is.
Absolutely.
That it goes on. As a matter of fact, we're the co-mayors of pathetic land. We are.
Unless, of course.
No, we're the presidents of pathetic land.
If I talk more, I'm gonna say something bad.
Okay, so don't. So let's leave it at that and say that,
I'm still hoping, you know, and I'm gonna say this, I don't do this very often. I don't know if anybody's listening, but I'm going to say this to whoever works here and works with this company. My television set better goddamn well be delivered tomorrow, or it's all going to be on the open.
Oh, yeah, you're talking because they're a client.
Yep.
Because you bought the TV from a client.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
It better be, because you know what? The deal is off. I'm making a phone call after the show today because I haven't gotten a follow-up. And after I spent all that money on cable and all that stuff, it better be in my home tomorrow.
Hello, Don and Mike. It's Don and Mike show. Hello.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Hi. We're doing great.
This is John calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, John.
Listen, I just started listening to your show about a week, 2 weeks ago. I just got into a position where I can listen to radio during the day.
Great.
I opened up a gentleman's club right outside of Philly called Risky Business, and I'd like to invite you to that.
Now I like that.
As a matter of fact, there's a plug for the club, Risky Business. We are going to be in Philly either next week or the following week.
Right.
And we'll come down and check your place out.
Is it all nude?
Yes, it's all nude.
All nude.
Not topless, no pasties,
All nude.
Fantastic.
Bush, too?
I wouldn't say Bush, but...
Do you have lap dances?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Lap dances, couch dances, table dances, bar dancers.
Seems to me that there's been another shift. There's been another shift behind the scenes.
I would like to try and help relieve you gentlemen from your trip to pathetic land.
Now, listen, I appreciate it. I can't take you up on that,
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was trying to get a picture of the club. You know,
for personal reasons.
No, God, no.
Okay.
Of course not.
All right. Well, listen, thank you. And the name of your business is?
Risky Business.
Risky Business, go. And we'll make a call, and we'll all come down and visit you.
For God's sakes, advertise with the show on YSP in Philadelphia. Is this Buzz?
Yes.
Oh, here he is now, everybody. Here he is. Speaking of dead men walking.
Yeah, I'm worried about him.
Buzz.
Hi, guys.
Okay. Buzz.
Yes. I'm not feeling too perky.
Hey, do you want us seriously to send an ambulance for you?
Yeah, you might have to. No, I think I'm going to be all right.
Do you think this is in any way related to your, you know, recent stuff?
Strangely enough, no. I think so.
Have you talked to a doctor?
No. I did, actually. I talked to my surgeon earlier this morning.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Right. And what did Dr. Frankenstein say?
She said that it's not a problem. It's not related. And just, go about your life as best you can.
Okay. All right. Then I'm relieved. Because I was very seriously concerned. What did Rob write?
Three words. Dirty tattoo needle.
I could have power washed your driveway at around 10:15 this morning.
All right. Okay, well, feel better, Buzz.
Feel better.
Hey, how's Ken?
No.
he's great. He sends his best.
And the new TV, Mike?
Haven't gotten it yet.
I see.
Yeah.
All right, Buzz.
Thanks,
right.
Buzz.
Hope you're back tomorrow. Right.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye-bye. There he is. Buzz Burbank.
You know what? You can do a fake it voice. There was no fake it voice.
Nah, he's sick.
He's hurling. You can tell by talking.
He is sick.
That was his fake it voice. I mean, that was him sounding the best he could.
Yeah. No, he sounds horrible.
Ah. Now, I also have a doctor story that I'd like to share with you today on the show because
really?
I have just come from the doctor myself.
Oh, have you really?
A doctor that I have. Well, turn off the funeral music because it has nothing to do with my overall health.
Good.
A doctor that I had never been to before. This was part of the over the weekend when I got the lecture from my wife about all the things that are wrong with me.
Yeah, right.
One of the things that she mentioned was my feet. I know.
Your feet.
I know.
How are your feet? We haven't talked about your feet.
Here's
in a long
the deal.
Time.
Here's the deal. I got the toenail fungus happening
right
on like 4 out of the 10 toes.
Something about Wendell walking by the window while you're talking about your feet made me laugh.
I got the fungus on 4 out of the 10.
You got 4 out of the 10 then.
4 out of the 10. Not bad, but it's there. It's there.
Well, I mean, I've always thought because of your attitude towards the feet, your total avoidance posture towards your feet, you've always treated your feet on the cheap. You've never ponied up the dough to fix that situation.
Well, Mike, I went to the doctor, and the reason I went to the doctor was my wife and I were out playing golf.
Right.
I guess it was last Friday. Oh, and incidentally, I love finally having something I can beat my wife at.
Yeah, so people asked me last weekend, how is it going? Are you still into it?
Very much into it. And I enjoy it because I am just so far superior to my wife in golf.
That's good.
It's not funny.
That's good.
I mean, it is just not funny. It's
right.
Funny, mm-hmm. But it's not funny because she beats me at everything.
So you kick her ass in golf.
Yeah, absolutely. And the roles are reversed because when we play golf, she gets mad.
Right.
And she gets frustrated and she wants to quit,
mm-hmm.
Which is normally the way that I am. And
right.
I, on the other hand, am out there going, hey, cool it, chill out.
Right.
Just relax. Let the game come to you. You know, even I'm out there shooting about like 100.
Right.
She's shooting like 140 and 150.
You're shooting 100 already. That's good.
And as a matter of fact, my golf teacher, my instructor, was telling me I could do even better if I played smarter.
Right.
Like, for instance, I had a tee shot that I hit and went about 150 yards. And he said, what you should have done is taken a shot and laid it up on the fairway,
mm-hmm.
instead of trying to be tin cup and shooting it directly at the pin.
Yeah, playing within yourself, right?
Right, because I get out there, hit one good shot, and I immediately think, well, this game is so easy. It comes to me now.
Sure,
it's a gift.
Right,
I can get up on the green in two.
That's cool.
But no, as it turns out, I couldn't because.
Well, you're just starting, and that's great. I'm glad you're digging the game.
So anyway, the point in all of this is at one point. I had made one of these shots where I had a good tee shot, and then my second shot went into the bunker. And it was a bunker that was really a bunker. I mean, this thing was like a six-foot hole.
Right.
And I went down in there, and I had a nice wedge, and I popped the ball out. And as I was climbing out of the bunker...
When I think of all the years that I could have done what you're doing right now, when I've wanted to come in here and do what you're doing right now, and you would have rolled your eyes...
Mike, there's a point to this.
Okay.
I'm not just talking about golf. I'm telling you
all right,
about...
sounds like it,
I'm
though.
Telling you about something. As I'm climbing out of the bunker,
yes.
I am realizing, and my wife is watching me, and some other people are watching me, that I'm having a real hard time navigating my way out of this bunker. And the reason is, when I finally get out, and I'm on one knee, I'm on my left knee, my wife says, "What is wrong with you?" And I said, "I have not wanted to tell you this.
Are you in pain?"
"But I got a problem with my big toe on my right foot, which made it hard to climb up this six-foot bunker."
Like you're in pain?
I'm in incredible pain. I am in pain that you wouldn't believe because I have an ingrown toenail that has this boil-like thing on the side of it.
Oh, my God.
That is really about this big.
Got like a quarter.
And... for the longest time, I've just lived with it.
Oh, God, you're so afraid of your feet, you don't get attention.
And thought that it would go away.
Right.
And as it turns out, when we were out there playing golf and we're walking...
You have an infected toe.
I said to her, I finally sat down, we were sitting on the... I'm sitting on my ass on the green, and I took off my shoe and my sock, and I said, "Here, look... this is why I had trouble climbing out of the bunker."
Is there anybody playing him back yet?
No. And she went... "Jesus Christ, what a mess that is. How long has that toe been like that?"
Right.
I said, "A week, maybe a week."
Ow.
And that was part of the whole, "You're a dick" speech that I got.
Right.
She said, "Why don't you just get off your ass, call one of these doctors that we know, have them..."
Go to a podiatrist.
"Recommend a podiatrist and go and take have it taken care of." So I make the appointment. I get the name of the doctor. I'm not going to say the doctor's last name, but the first name is Nick.
Dr.
So,
Nick.
Doctor, yeah.
Hey, man. Nick funny, Necropolis.
Funny Dr. Nick. So, I show up today.
I'll get some good stuff for this, man.
I'm apprehensive anyway.
Right.
About going.
You don't like anybody touching your feet.
No. And I, the feet are just verboten.
And you're in pain.
Yeah, I'm not in killer pain, but a little bit. So... I'm filling out all the paperwork, and I show them the Infinity card, and again, right.
They laugh. Is that the way they always laugh? Yeah, you show our insurance card, and they always get a big laugh.
So after I go through the stuff with the insurance, which they laugh at,
right?
A nurse brings me back to a room, and she says, "Take off your shoes and socks."
Yeah, there you go. Was she a hot nurse?
I don't even remember.
Were you freaked out?
At this point, I'm freaked out. And she starts looking and touching and probing. And she says, "Okay, don't move. I'm sitting on this table." She says, "Don't move. The doctor will be in within 5 minutes. So I'm sitting there just waiting. And the door opens. And the doctor comes in. And it turns out Nick... is short for Nicole.
Oh, it's a broad.
And it is a woman.
All right.
And no, not all right.
Is she hot?
Not all right. Yeah, she's beautiful.
Really?
I was not ready for a female doctor.
Man, I think I'm going to get some new orthotics.
To be looking at my big Fred Flintstone feet.
Right.
I mean, it was enough that
you were freaked out to start with, and then when a woman came in...
It was enough that I was there and that I'd let a nurse see my feet, but then the doctor comes in, and she goes, "Hi, I'm Nicole Kidman. His name, Kidman. And I said, but my doctor friend who recommended me to you said, said Nick. She said, yes, my friends call me Nick.
Nick, okay.
Nick. It's a nickname.
It probably helps her, you know.
It's a nickname.
Get around that kind of thing with guys.
And she said that like five times. She said, it's
could
a
be worse, could be a proctologist.
She said, it's a nickname. And I said, yeah. She said, it's a nickname. I said,
or it could be better. It could be a proctologist.
And she said, it's a nickname. And like the fifth time she said it,
kind of joking,
she was like, I didn't get the joke. It's a, right. Get it, a nickname. It's a nickname.
I get it. I get the joke.
Right. She's just trying to relax me.
Yeah, but that's impossible. No. You're not even focused on what she's saying.
Oh, I get it.
Right.
I get jokes.
You're thinking about those things at the end of your legs that she's going to touch.
So now... She has me laying down on the table, and she says, let's take a look at these. First thing she says.
Right.
Now, the first thing she says, you have very nice feet.
Uh-oh.
I said.
Well, so she's lying.
That's what I said. I said, honey. And I did call her honey, which was a mistake.
Oh, not a doctor.
I said, honey, my feet are a mess.
Right.
And she said, no, not, they're really not. Now, she's down at the end of the table, that big, you know, that big medical table, that metal table.
Did she go back to get a surgical mask?
She
got near them.
She's, Mike, I had washed.
Okay.
Scrubbed.
That's good.
And clipped the nail. Trust me.
Good. All right, good.
It was like going to the dentist times 1,000. Right. I was so freaked out about this.
You tweak your feet up a little.
And purposely for the last 4 or 5 days, I've not scratched my athlete's foot, so right. There was just barely a trace of that. And,
okay.
And she said, generally, you have very nice feet. She said, you have a little bit of a athlete's foot on the arch of your foot. We can take care of that with a simple over-the-counter medication. And then she was looking at my toes.
Yeah.
And she was actually looking at each one individually, like this little piggy went to market,
right.
This little piggy, and
you sure not?
No, I mean I'm really almost ready to vomit because I'm having to lay down, and I got my head just cranked, you know. I'm laying down and I'm looking up like this, and I see
chin pressed on your chest,
and I see the two monstrous Flintstone feet in front of me, and on the one. There's, on the left foot, the good foot, there's one toe that is just
a mess.
The little toe, all it is like yellow, flaky.
Oh, God.
And that's the one that she's focusing on. She's looking at it. She's touching it. She says,
picking at it.
How long has this been like this? I said, oh, forever.
High school.
Forever. She said, do you find it hard to cut these nails? And I said, yes, as a matter of fact, because they're so big and thick
and brittle
that many times when I really try to cut my toenails, some of them just come off.
Did you tell her about that time that you appeared in with Tom Hanks in Nothing in Common?
Oh, yeah. No, listen, that's where his dad had the gout or something.
Right. The blue feet.
No, I don't have blue feet.
Right.
So she's going on the left foot, and she said, okay, listen, you got two on that foot.
Yeah.
The one, the little toe, that's not bad. Then she gets to the right foot, and she sees the big toe that has the thing, the big infection on it, and she says, oh.
Does she really react?
That was
that?
A quote. She goes, oh, how long have you been walking around like this? I said, maybe 10 days.
Right.
She said, why haven't you been to see a doctor? And I said, well, what has happened before? And she stopped me right there, and she said, you've had this before? And I said, yeah, not on this foot, but on other feet, on other toes. I've had the ingrown toenail, and
so she's concerned when she sees this.
And it's painful, but it goes away in about a month.
Right.
She says, I cannot believe that you would not have come to a doctor immediately when you had any sign of an ingrown toenail. And she starts lecturing me, saying, you can get infections in there.
Yeah, they'd have to take the toe.
And you never know what can happen. And it is goddamn sensitive. And I'm sensitive about my feet anyway. And she starts playing with it. Now, it's not that she's, like, playing with it, like,
she's
going...
She's examining your toe.
And she's not, like, going, oh, look at the little toe. I mean, what she's doing is she's separating the big toe from the other ones.
And sucking them.
And she says, the first thing that we're going to do is...
Is give them a nice suck.
What we're going to do is... We're going to draw the pus.
Oh, God, no.
We're going to draw the pus.
Oh, no.
Out of the inflamed area.
Oh, Lord.
I said,
Are they gonna numb the area first?
Okay. I said, fine. She says, yes, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a shot. And it was a shot right between my big toe and my first toe.
Which is a lovely exercise in pain, I'm sure.
So we're going to give you a shot. We're going to numb your foot up. And then we're going to go to work on this. So they give me the shot. And
at one point, did she take out a saw?
And lo and behold, 5 minutes later, I can't feel nothing.
Right.
So she comes back and she's touching my toes, which is still
you can't feel it.
Still grossing me out. She says, "Can you feel this?" And right. I said, "No." She said, "Great, we're going to get to work." She took this needle. She puts this needle in because I've got this in this ingrown toenail. There's like this boil almost.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a tire going flat that she puts this thing in, and all of a sudden,
God.
This goo.
Oh, that is so gross.
This goo comes out.
That is so
and
gross.
You see the thing actually go.
Right.
You see it actually deflate.
You know, so many people listen to this show on their way to lunch.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's a real-life experience.
Man, oh, man.
You know what this is?
It was that swollen?
Yes. This is facing your fears.
Right.
This is a medical problem that I didn't want to deal with because I'm afraid of doctors. I'm afraid of feet.
Right.
Do you
right.
trust this doctor?
Pardon me?
Do you trust this doctor?
Oh, yeah, she's
I'm
good.
I'm going to keep an eye on eBay to see if anything shows up. Don's pus.
Oh, no, God. She's good. So she
drains it.
She drains it, and then she looks at the area and she says, now we have a couple of choices here. She says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some cutting, and I'm going to cut the part of the nail that's ingrown.
How, are you in pain right now?
No, I don't. Right now? No, yeah. Still not. And right. I'd be glad to show you the end result if you'd like to see it.
I'd much rather not see that. I would really not want
to. I'll show you.
Now, see, now I say that, and you know I mean it, and now you're going, now it's going to be a quest. Show it to Rob.
I'll take a look.
You want to take a look at it, Rob? You want to look at it?
I had the procedure done like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember when you came in here with like surgical shoes on.
It was horrible.
As it turns out, I have to go back.
Of course.
Because it was so bad that all she was able to do was drain the big pussy part and clip off a little bit of the ingrown stuff.
Right.
And she said, I got to go back in about a week and she's going to remove the rest of the toenail.
Oh, I thought you said she's going to remove the rest of the toe.
I loved him on The Sopranos, Big Pussy.
When she says remove the rest of the nail, like the whole nail on your foot?
Yeah. She couldn't do it today, though.
But it'll regenerate, right?
Yeah, it'll regrow.
Right.
It'll regrow.
Isn't this like the third or fourth time you've lost a whole toenail?
I told her that on other feet, that right. when I've clipped a nail.
What about the problem with the feet in general? Is she going to give you something for that?
We got into that discussion again, where she said, I'm going to recommend a medication for you, a prescription for you, and you're going to see within 3 to 6 months, this is going to evaporate. The problem is the problem with the toenail fungus.
Is the expensive one you don't want to spend the money on? Hope to God you're going to spend the money this time.
That's, and for a guy who throws money out the window like it's going out of business, this is one area that I feel ripped off in. I said to her, what's the cost? And she said, well, you have insurance, don't you? And I said, yeah, and I'm not sure if it's covered or not.
Of course it's covered.
But what's the cost? And she said, well, the medicine is relatively expensive, but we have a very high cure rate that, your toes will be fine.
Yeah, you'll never have to deal with this again.
And she's selling me on this. She's saying, wouldn't it be nice to go to the beach? She said, when you go to the beach, you have an outstanding tan. When you go to the beach, do you bury your feet in the sand? I said, sometimes. But sometimes I'll go in the water and I'll come back and I'll just get that sandy crust on my toes so you can't really see my toes. So when people walk by, they can't see. And I said, sometimes I wear aqua shoes. And she's telling me she's heard all of this from people before.
Sure.
And anyway, the bottom line is that I signed up. And I'm going to go.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to be so happy.
I'm going to do it.
It's going to make you so happy, this Mike phobia.
I still hate feet.
I know you do.
Even when I was a kid, when I had perfect feet, I hated my feet.
But maybe this will at least, you know, take this agony that you go through.
You want to look at it, Rob?
Away.
Sure.
Okay.
Here
you go. Let me have a seat and take my shoe off.
All right, go ahead. I'll be right over here on the other side of the room.
It might make him go to the other side of the spectrum. After he corrects himself, he might love feet.
He might really dig your feet. Imagine, I mean, the feet are an erotic, erogenous zone.
I don't think so.
Are you looking, Rob?
Not yet. Is the sock stuck to it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Just let me know when it's over. I will not be looking.
There. See right there?
Wow.
Where she did the cutting?
Looks like a bag of Skittles. It's red and blue.
No, it's not.
No, there's some purple, though.
You see right there?
Yeah.
That's where she did the cutting. That's where the pus was.
I see how it's sort of deflated. Yeah. That's not a good-looking toe. But it's going to get better, right?
Do you want to look?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you would.
It's not as bad as you think.
I knew you would.
All right.
Come on over. Take a good look.
Jesus, the one thing it looks like, I mean, it looks like you must be in absolute agony.
I'm living. I'm okay.
Jesus.
I'm not Buzz. I'm here today. I'm here.
But, Mike, that's deflated. You should have seen it.
The thing with feet is so bad that I
should have
walked around in pain.
I have been, and you should have seen it before I went to the doctor.
It's very blue.
Yeah, before the draining, was it like, I mean, how big was that sack? Like a peanut M&M?
Yes. I am not exaggerating.
You can handle this, can't you?
Yeah, I mean,
you're working on really making me want to
park. No, I don't want to make you sick.
Honest to God, I was all sitting there ready for my P-zone today. Well, I don't have it anymore, and now I feel like I'm going to puke.
Well, other than that,
but
you
know
what? Okay.
It looks very, very dark, and it really looks damaged. You know, it looks like really you need to attend to it. So you're going to get on the stuff?
Yeah.
What is it, an oral medication?
Yeah, it's pills.
Big
pills.
Big deal.
But it's expensive.
It's expensive.
And
insurance covers it.
You know what it is, really? It is the commitment that I now have to make to Dr. Nick.
Right.
First off, I got to go back next week and have the toe numbed up.
Get it.
And have the nail taken off. And then I'm going to have to go see the toe doctor all the time, like two or three times a year.
Don, get it taken care of. And then maybe you can be blessed with these.
Yeah.
Look at those. Look at those big, ugly man feet.
Look at these toes. Look at the nails.
As a matter of fact, Mike.
Look at these. These are
I want to tell you something.
Gorgeous.
You're better in 5 months. I'll get you a pair of Birkenstocks for Christmas.
This Dr. Nick that I went to see.
Celebrity she most resembles?
The girl in Being John Malkovich. The girl who goes into the tunnel with
okay.
With what's his name with John Cusack,
raven haired beauty,
yeah, kind of a crooked nose, but a sexy crooked nose.
Very cool. And
how are her feet?
Didn't get a chance to look.
Walks around in bare feet.
She did. She did give me this though, to give to you.
Okay.
This is from the I guess only a foot doctor would have this.
Right.
From the Fresno Bee.
All right.
There's a contest to find the world's most beautiful feet.
Amen, brother.
And what you do is, and it's promoted by this Birkenstock company, what you do is you take a picture of your feet and you mail the entries to www.foot.com.
I'd have to get a pedicure.
And
I've never had a pedicure. You know, with these beautiful feet, I have never experienced a pedicure.
You should.
Have you had a pedicure?
I got drunk once, and yes, got one.
And had a pedicure?
Very nice.
I heard it's a truly amazing experience.
Very nice.
Like they give you a foot massage.
Fags.
What?
Fags.
I want to get a pedicure.
Fine.
Is it gay to feel good?
It's faggy. Pedicures are faggy.
Rob and I get pedicures on the show.
No. No, absolutely not.
Do it on my weekend show.
Rob's sitting over there, and I'm sitting over here.
Do it on Rob's infomercial show.
He's right. Bear show, and we'll do it.
That's just Saturday. I'm busy.
Do it on the weekend. So anyway, she wanted me to pass. She passed that along to me to pass along to you the world's most beautiful feet.
I'm going to win.
She,
oh yes, it will be mine.
She knows that that you're a guy who likes to brag about his feet.
Well, they're gorgeous, and you know, during the summer when everyone can see them, because I wear sandals every single day, it's just delightful to have contest aims to find world's most beautiful feet.
There you go.
Oh man, the grand prize winner will receive a 5-day, 4-night trip for two to Pueblo Bonito at Sunset Beach in Los Cabos. Fantastic. I can't wait to sun myself in Mexico.
So anyway, take the pictures of your feet and send it in and tie Dr. Nick.
The judging, which will be done by a panel of podiatrists, foot care experts, and a modeling professional. You know what? I think it's about time I do that. Or I become a foot model.
Foot model?
Yeah. Based on a nice arch, no corns, bunions, or defects, and that extra special something which I have, which is my big toes.
There's nothing special about your big toes.
Great arch.
Damn, so beautiful.
They're really more beautiful than mine? More beautiful than the one you just saw?
Just a bit.
You think so? You want to take a better look at it?
No, I really not. Like,
you want a second look?
I think it was a big move for me to come over there and look at it. And it looked like it was sweating.
It looks so much better now.
Looks a little oily.
Than it did this morning.
Looks like they've got goo on it
something. Well, yeah, she put, after she did it, there's some type of
a little ointment
spray that she put on.
A little salve on
it. So anyway, no, it wasn't Lysol. She said it was some type of protective covering.
A protective jelly.
She said it's similar to like one of them products like
contraceptive foam.
Liquid skin. She said anyway, for a week you'll be fine. You won't get infected or anything. Go ahead. Just lead your normal life and
I'm glad you got it done, and I'm glad you're going to take the medication. You know what? In 3 months or so, you know, right around the Halloween era, I'd like to see your feet again.
All right, I'll show them to you, but I'm still not a fan.
I bet you'll be proud of them though. You like showing the gross part of them. You'll probably enjoy showing the beautiful part.
No, I won't. No, I won't.
God, you should cherish your feet. There's nothing I love. I love to have my feet touched and feet stroked.
Feet suck.
I'm not a big one into the toe sucking, though.
Jesus.
If nothing else, you should chart your progress on the internet.
Shut up, Rob. Shut up, you.
Maybe a before and after picture, though?
Negative.
Oh, come on.
Negative. I share it with you. I share it with you. I share it with no one else.
All right. I just think it would be wonderful. You know, of course, we don't have that vehicle anymore.
Right.
Right? We don't have do we have any kind of web outlet anymore at all?
No. What are we going to do? Put them on WNEW.com?
No, we need something. We need something to do our little games, you know, and we could have a Don's Feet before and after.
I'm really like kinky about it.
No.
You talk about your feet.
I'll show it to you.
All right.
I'll show it to you, and you can pass along the progress to our listeners.
I'm excited about this because I really think you're going to feel whole again when you have those toenails glistening and nice and smooth and not brittle and yellow and wasting away to nothing.
Clear the lines and get a caller 1-877-365-3636. Look at you. You're looking at your dogs right now.
Yeah, I'm noticing because when I wear sandals, my heel gets a little rough. You know, the back heel. And that's where I think a pedicure is necessary.
And there's nothing more faggy, incidentally.
Even right now.
There's nothing more faggy than a man wearing sandals to work.
Hey!
I want to say that as well.
Well, you're not alone in that. I wear sandals to work all the time, and I think it's baggy. I think a cool look is sandals with long pants, but sandals with shorts. But I'm not going to. I think I can defend myself in that it is going to be 157 degrees today.
But we do run our studio temperature at about 57.
Yeah, but I mean it's summertime, and it's a good look. Rob and I like to wear the sandals, and I love sandals.
It's a good look on both of you.
Thank you very much.
Mine are made in Germany.
Of course they are. Call 100 right now.
I'll go down to the car and put on my hard black golf shoes, if you wish.
whatever makes you happy,
okay.
Mike.
All right. I've got brand new golf shoes that I think are nice. Ducky, yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 97X, the future of rock and roll.
97X, band of the future of rock and roll. Bam! The future of rock and roll.
damn it.
All right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's see if we can give away $2,500 today.
Yeah, let's have a $5,000.
$2,500 right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave, where are you from?
I'm from Bethesda.
My friend, you have won tickets to see Eminem and the Anger Management Tour. That's with Papa Roach, Ludacris, and everybody's favorite, Eminem. This weekend at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets available at Ticketmaster and online at Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you, enjoy
yourself. Try not to get killed at that show.
Yeah, I'm good.
And watch out for my kid. My kid will be there as well.
The real Slim Shady.
I will keep an eye.
And now for $2,500, you're going to get a shot to win the money if you can identify Celebrity Burp number 4. And again, no extra clues because we're still way out of our depth. Mm-hmm. Offering $2,500.
Very exciting.
It's money, frankly, we don't have to give away. So, good luck, and please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Dean Martin.
Oh, a treat.
Dollar. Name this celebrity burp.
Here it comes. That's a burp. Let me just tell you something. That is an MLS, a Major League Star.
How lucky am I gonna be? I kiss her and she gives me, like the fellas once said, and that a kick in the hand.
Yes, thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much. I had to go the whole way with the lyrics.
I know you did.
Yeah, you know.
For
swinging, that was swinging.
$2,500. Who is that?
I am going to guess Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
I like that guess.
Alec Baldwin.
No, we're sorry.
As a matter of fact, none of the Baldwin boys.
None of the Baldwins. Okay, you wiped out the whole family. That's incredible.
A good guess, though, and thank you. Don't forget that every guess
is a clue for you.
You. Give me 1 second. Sure, I'm dialing the right number here. Just to let Connie Honey know that part of the changing of me.
Yes.
Into being the perfect man has started.
Well, she wants you to take care of yourself, and on that point, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with your wife.
Just feet, Mike. It's just feet.
I think she's right here, and this just is a feet. Good thing.
As I told her, I'd be very happy in a wheelchair.
Didn't care for the Gosford Park, though. I might want to discuss that with her.
Amen, brother.
I mean, I didn't like it. You said the last hour was good. I didn't like the last hour either.
Yes.
Who's your man?
I'm glad you got your feet taken care of.
I'm not going to say that who's your daddy stuff. I'm just saying, who's your man?
I have respect for you right now.
Respect, thank you. Can I throw some garbage out the window today now?
No, you can't do that.
I am kidding, honey.
How many times have you done it this week?
Kidding. Not once.
Oh, good.
Not once.
Good. There's hope.
That's the truth. You know why I figured out, Mike?
What?
I don't know why. I've never done this. That I can still get the stuff out of my car before I get out of my car and do it in a lazy fashion. When I pull into my side of the garage,
right,
the recycler is right on my side.
There you go. That's the way to do it. You put it in the garage.
So all I do is what I've done the last couple of days with the can of soda pop is
right.
When I pull in the garage, I just... toss it right in the recycler.
Boy, aren't you normal.
It's been that way 10 years, Sugar Bear.
I just noticed it.
And you're proud of that.
Yes, I am. I just noodled it through.
Wow.
But anyway, I will tell my friends, because they were chagrined, too.
Oh, I don't care what your friends think. You know, I don't care what your...
Oh, and that's your tough guy attitude, but I know you do. You know,
I really don't care what your fancy friends think about
they're
me.
They're not fancy, they're regular.
Throwing garbage out
fancy
the window.
Fancy with their parasols.
Like their husbands or ex-husbands don't do that.
Well, okay? Not every man does that, as proven by Buzz.
Yeah, and look at Buzz. He's at home vomiting now.
And diarrhea. He's not here today. He's out.
Well, it's not because of, like, can contamination or something.
No, it isn't. I mean, it's because of his clean lifestyle.
Yeah, that's right.
What am I saying, clean lifestyle?
Clean lifestyle.
He's more messed up than any of us. anyway, job done. Went to the doctor. She drained that ingrown toenail, that big thing. I was telling everybody, you know, the problem I had climbing out of the golf bunker on Sunday.
Yeah, so much good, and you're not experiencing any pain right now.
No, I'm not, and I showed the toe to Mike and showed it to Rob.
Looks just dreamy.
Yeah.
Will it be ready for the beach for your next vacation?
She said give it 3 to 6 months.
Before it's pretty.
And before they're all pretty.
Okay.
But would your wife engage in any toe sucking once your feet were pretty?
I would never allow it, Mike.
But I mean, if you were to allow it, it's a hypothetical.
I would not. Yuck.
Well, only with toe condoms, because I would not feel comfortable that the germs were all gone.
And as long as my cunny honey's on the phone, why don't you tell her, Mike, about your reaction to Gosford Park?
I hated Gosford Park, and I like those kind of movies. I liked Sense and Sensibility, but I thought Gosford Park was a mumbling, stumbling, just too busy movie with a very, very limited payoff. It was just too much.
And you did not think that, did you, my darling?
No,
enjoyed it.
I like the second half.
I had trouble. I don't know whether it's because of the sound on the television I had or what, but I had a lot of trouble, especially with that, with the, you know, the maid that has the affair with the guy that gets killed?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I had the most incredibly difficult time understanding what she was saying. She was mumbling and stumbling, and it was just too much. I mean, it's the British way. It's the British way.
I know she doesn't have the enunciation of, say, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, the kind of movies that you like, or Sylvester Stallone.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Well, no, I don't. You know, I don't like Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
No,
and you know, honey, hold on. You know, I like Arnold Schwarzenegger movies because we go to the Arnold movies to laugh.
See, what I'm telling Frieda is I'm breaking out of the type here. Is that I normally like a movie like that. Maybe I wasn't watching it on the best sound system because I couldn't hear the dialogue, and I really lost a lot of the movie because there was so much dialogue. I mean, not only the principal characters, but like people talking at the same time, crowded rooms, bantering, and it was just from an audio standpoint.
No, that was the way it was supposed to be. Watch the making of Robert Altman told the people that he didn't want them talking, taking turns at dinner talking. People don't do that.
All right.
And if you watch it again, it's like the first time you watched Arthur, didn't you feel like you missed a lot of the jokes because they were very dry and
Arthur?
British?
You mean Arthur? No.
No, I got them all because I got to hear them. I could understand them.
All right, sweetie, listen, you lose that battle. Mike didn't like Gosford Park, but my feet are under control.
All right, I'm proud of you, my darling.
Thank you. I'm proud
that you are evolving because you liked Gosford Park.
I liked the second half. I didn't like the first half.
You can prop up your beautiful feet and watch good movies with me. I'm looking forward to our future together.
All right, sweetie, I'll see you. I love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
And listen, don't rush. Maybe.
She's going. I like that woman in Gosford Park, the head of the household. She's got it going on.
You mean that Kristen Scott Thomas?
Yeah,
I wouldn't F her.
That's not her name, is it?
I wouldn't F her with her D.
What?
You mean the woman who was married to the guy who got killed?
Yeah.
That's Kristen Scott Thomas.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah, I'd knock on her door at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yuck.
You don't like her, huh?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, she does it for me.
She's Oogie.
She, in that movie, I liked her. I've seen her in other movies where she doesn't do it. I didn't like her in The Horse Whisperer.
She was also in that awful movie with Harrison Ford, where the guy and the girl are having an affair, and they're both on a plane together, and the plane crashes.
Yeah, that's right. That's where she plays the congresswoman.
Right.
Hello?
Hola.
Hey.
Now, the reason I said to my wife, don't hurry back, she's still up in New York with her fancy friends.
Right. Oh, did she get my mail?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, good.
I'm telling you, that last night, this kid of mine cooked me, and I guess you not, a better meal than I've had in almost the 21 years that Frieda and I have been married together.
She's not going to hear this.
The best home-cooked meal.
She's not.
No. We called her last night and told her this.
21 years?
We called her last night together.
I know he was I remember what the menu was going to be. It was going to be medallions of beef.
Yeah, my kid.
In a dill sauce.
There was no fag. Cooked a fantastic meal.
Thank you.
Really fantastic. Walk us through last night's dinner just one more time. It was really so good.
We had cucumbers in a sour cream sauce.
Yes.
Then a salad with a homemade roquefort and vinegar dressing.
Delightful.
Wow.
Then Beef Medallions, and I think it's Dylan Thyme sauce I made.
Yeah, and they've been
He's a saucier.
They've been marinating for the meat had been marinating for a whole day.
Wow.
And then crustless cheesecake.
And how was the cheesecake? Because that's tough to make.
It tasted just like, and this is all on the Atkins diet, tasted just like regular cheesecake, just without the crust.
Yeah, you got to get me that New York Times article you read about that. I'd like to, if you dig that up, find that for me.
I will. The one that said,
there's a copy of it somewhere.
I'm curious about that. I really am.
The one that said it's okay, you can be on.
And not that I need to diet.
You can be on that diet, it won't kill you.
Right.
Anyway, great meal. And you know what I've got right here in my hot hand?
What?
Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Please forward to Bart.
I got that email.
Oh, you did?
The tickets will be under Bart's source.
Yes, and? Well, now, maybe you shouldn't have said that. We're going to have to check.
One else.
No, Bart, he said it again.
You know what?
God almighty.
You shouldn't say that on the air.
I have really screwed things up now.
Yeah, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to change the name now.
They'll require photo ID for that.
That the tickets are under.
Okay. The last time I had tickets at Woke Call, they needed ID, so I think it's going to be okay.
Then. Yeah, it says you need ID.
You got to have photo ID. All I know is that the good people with the M&M tour
hooking them up?
I mean, not only hooking them up, they get them VIP treatment to go see his, you know, you would think that I would be his hero.
Right.
But actually, Eminem is my kid's hero.
Everybody that age. The boys that age like him.
Anyway, take him care of. There you go.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. See, I think it's maybe the first time that he's realized that he might be able to get some cool stuff.
Right.
Because of my job.
Well, that's why he's cooking for you. What's on the menu for tonight, Bart?
Are we going to have lobster tonight?
I considered it.
What are we having tonight?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it yet.
I was talking about making lobster tonight.
Oh, all right.
It's fine with me.
That's good.
That's good.
Easy to make, too.
Good. Man. Goddamn good.
Man, I envy you. I got to get a cook.
Hey, wait till your daughters grow up.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Wait till your daughters grow up, and then they can come over and cook for you when
Very cool.
When your next wife goes out of town with her friends. All right, bud. I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
My next wife. That's so funny. Like, there'll be a next wife.
Oh, come on.
No.
There will be.
No.
You know why?
No, absolutely not.
You know why?
Absolutely.
And I mean this seriously.
Why?
You're the marrying type.
No.
Yes, you are.
Done. Been there. If I do not get back together with the current Mrs. O'Mara, there will not be another Mrs. O'Mara. I am not going to rule out a relationship. But the marriage, like a ceremony, walking down an aisle, no
effing
way.
I know you.
No way.
You're soured on it now, and I understand why.
Me?
I understand why. You've been thrown off the horse twice now. But I'm telling you, I know you.
Right.
And I know.
I jumped off the horse the first time. I got thrown off the horse this time.
That deep inside, you're a big romantic faggot, and you like the wedding that you had with Laura.
Well, all I know is now
the fancy stuff you had with all the flowers and all the accoutrements.
All I know is hanging out at a bar last night. I hung out, and for some strange reason, I did not even have one single solitary conversation with a member of the opposite sex. Sat there all night long. I can't imagine what the problem was. I was there with a good friend of mine, and, you know, I think he's a chick magnet. RJ.
You and RJ.
Yeah. Me and RJ. We're going down.
Hard to believe you guys didn't score last night.
It was ladies' night at PJ Skidoo's, and we were sitting down there and, you know, sat there, had a very nice evening. Drank a lot.
You will get married again.
I don't rule out the possibility of a cohabitation. But I do not. I can't do that.
You get married again.
I don't want to work till I'm 85.
Because you're going to get a prenup the next time.
Well, but you tricked me. You tricked me because I'm like, yes, I will. That means, I will go right into that.
I know you will.
No.
I know you will.
I don't doubt that I'm a romantic faggot, but I will tell you that, the idea of right now be a long, long time. Long time.
I don't think so.
I'm not super into the living alone though. I don't like it.
That's what I'm saying about you. I know that.
But I mean,
you.
See, when I was, I'm doing that. Maybe this is the reason the marriage broke up. I'm doing the same thing that I did when I was in the house with my wife and two kids. I mean, I go home, play on the computer, watch a Red Sox game by myself. Maybe that's why the marriage broke up.
But you need someone around though.
Yeah. But you see, I didn't give back. I mean, I'm really getting introspective as to why things went the way they did. But I'm doing it. I just like having people in the house. You know what I mean?
Trust me, I like
having people there. What did he do? What is that evil bastard up to now?
He put the song in that I'm not going to play.
Go ahead, play it.
This one again.
Well, it's true. It's true.
But I thought this bummed you out when we played this song.
No, right now.
When I was young,
I can relate to it. It's true. It is the way it is. It is the way it's going to be. I'm improving my environment, and I'm feeling fine. But the simple, cold, hard fact is, I'm not somebody that does all that well, you know, alone.
Right, which is why I predict that you will.
No, but I don't think you have to be married to be not alone, you know? Yeah, I got lots of friends.
You're saying that now.
I don't have lots of friends. That's a lie. I have my people that I play golf with, and that's and my band, and RJ. And other than that, you know, it's just. And there were RJ and I were sitting there with hundreds of women walking around, walking by us last night.
Imagine
and
that.
I really felt just like this. That's exactly how I felt.
Did you have your high karate on? Did you have a snappy outfit on?
No, I did. I had that T-shirt, that blue T-shirt that the lady from California gave us with the lettering on it? I had that on, and I had a pair of shorts, and I had my sandals. RJ was wearing a pair of sweat shorts. And a T-shirt.
Okay, first off, you want to get...
I was there with my bass player, too, Paul.
If you want to get laid, or is it just meet ladies, my advice would be, first, you gotta lose RJ.
Well, yeah, but he's a friend.
Lose RJ.
But he's a friend, and he's alone also.
Look at him.
He's alone also.
Look at him, Mike.
I love him. He's a good guy.
Look at him.
He's my mate though. He's my compadre. You
but
know.
You know what? Comparatively speaking, though.
Yes.
You're like Russell Crowe sitting next to RJ.
But RJ was also, it was an impromptu trip out to the bar. We all, you know, we just decided we were, you know, a bunch of us were going to go out there.
Ladies' night.
It was ladies' night. And really, that was my thought. It's ladies' night. Let's go down there. And I had to go down to tell them, change that goddamn picture in the ad that they're using your picture instead of mine. And they said they can't, that it's in permanently.
If you're going to go out. Cruising for chicks.
Right. I don't do that, though, anymore. Because, I mean, cruising means you go out, you mingle, and you don't. I sit there.
But you're sitting there, but you're waiting for one to come up to you.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Then you can't be wearing that T-shirt that the listener brought by. And,
yeah, I suppose.
And your sandals.
I suppose.
Wear one of your shiny shirts.
I
Really? What, Joe?
I'll hang with you. I can cook, too.
No, I don't think you want that.
No. No, thank you, Joe, but I appreciate the offer.
I don't think you want that. Although that is a picture that I would love to see and have framed.
Right.
You and RJ.
Yeah, and at one point, Paul, who is the opposite of RJ. I mean, Paul has probably like a 15-inch waist. He is an absolute beanpole.
Right.
I mean, a total skinny guy. And then it was just the three of us. And then Paul was trying to match me, you know, drinking.
Impossible.
Oh, my God.
Now,
we sent him wobbling away.
Did you speak to any women at all?
None.
Outside of the women who were serving you?
None.
Zip.
No. Zip. I wasn't really.
Did you bum a cigarette off of a woman? Did you?
One woman came by and asked me to light her cigarette. And
hey.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. You're going to laugh at this.
Right.
This is gospel truth. RJ's sitting there, and this attractive woman comes over and says, "Do you have a light?" And I light the cigarette, and RJ, in a very loud voice, goes, "There you go." And she walked away. And RJ, if you're listening, I know he's listening right now. You know you said that. You know you said that. And she walked away.
Way to ruin it for Mike, RJ. Oh,
I mean, not that there was going to be any kind of conversation, but he said, I lit the cigarette, and he goes, "There you go." Like loud, that she could hear it, like, "Oh, I'm in now."
I just lit a cigarette.
Lit her cigarette. Coitus. Intercourse.
It was hysterical.
Play with my bees.
So I left, and I don't know what time RJ left, but I left before him, and it was interesting.
You will be married again.
No.
You will be.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Your son's doing all this cool cooking for you. What about the Xbox situation? Is he working towards getting...
Now, listen, we've compromised on that. The Xbox is in my room. However, there is now a second controller in the room, and the boy and I do play the Xbox. We did play the Xbox together last night.
Will he be able to bring a friend over and play the Xbox in your room?
No.
Okay.
But he can come down there and play by himself, or he can go and play with me.
Okay.
But I don't want his stinky friends in my room.
Stinky friends.
Big, stinky, dumb 17-year-old, hair coming everywhere. Like, they're all like him. All of his friends are just like him.
Wearing their necklaces.
Yeah, you know. Going
a lot of that last night. That's also, I felt about a million years old.
Days without bathing.
The necklace look, you know, everybody's got a necklace now. The little, like, you know, the beaded necklaces.
What, like chokers?
Yeah, haven't you seen what guys are wearing nowadays?
You're asking, like, I go anywhere?
Yeah, the look now is like, you know, the beaded little necklace things that everybody's wearing, like puka shells or, you know, it's like the Dell kid, you know what I mean? Dude, you're getting a Dell, that look.
You know what, but that's not you.
No, that's why I stand out like a sore thumb. Everybody knew I was 80 years old in this bar last night.
All you gotta do is just hip it up, just.
No, you know what I need to do?
Just a touch.
But I'm not doing that either.
What?
I'm not going to my age group. I'm not doing that. I can't do that. I just can't. It's no fun.
Why can't you just get your bear off?
Oh, go that guy. That guy in Bethesda. What the hell is that guy's name?
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy what?
The guy from the Yacht Club.
Tommy the Matchmaker.
Tommy the Matchmaker. No
Tommy
way.
Tommy Curtis.
No. He's still fossiling around somewhere, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yeah. But really, I gotta just get yourself a nice pair of
slacks,
polyester slacks.
Maybe long pants might have been in order.
Long pants,
You know,
and a golf shirt,
right?
And you're fine. And hard shoes.
I think maybe the golf shirt is the right look.
And you're fine.
Yeah, like
fine. You know? And maybe you know, a little. And get your friends to point out who you are.
And hit the treadmill a little bit.
Well, no, forget that.
No.
This is my whole argument with Frida.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
You're getting the best me you can get right
okay.
now.
Okay. All right.
No. You take me as I am.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Good.
I'm a fat guy.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Yeah. I'm not going to try to.
I'm a wonderful fat guy.
I mean, I am who I am, and I'm not going to go try to change my look or something. I mean, you know, look younger. That's ridiculous. But you don't know that's the look? Your son. I mean, probably the kids that hang around him have that look. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, they don't.
That kind of the thing around the neck?
No, I don't know. I don't know any of his friends.
Every guy I saw, every other guy had one of
that have things around their neck.
Yeah, somebody will call him. I don't know what the F it is.
Let me ask him.
A lot of guys wear that look. It's the look.
Come on.
Guys are wearing necklaces. I think it's a little gay. I do. They're wearing like...
Hello.
Hey, hi, son.
Hey.
Any of your friends wear necklaces?
Wait there. I got to turn on the TV.
All right. See the close relationship I have with my son?
Absolutely. This is a bonding moment right here.
Wait there. I have to turn down the TV. And rather than just lay the phone down, go ahead. Just put me on hold.
You think he's really turning down the TV?
I bet.
Okay. Well, where's it? Another row?
Hey, hi.
Hey.
Any of your friends wear necklaces?
None of my guy friends.
All right, Uncle Mike saw me that he was out last night cruising for chicks, and that all the young guys were wearing necklaces.
Not like necklaces, but like, you know, these bands around their neck, like with the beads and stuff.
Any of your friends do that? Any of your 17, 18-year-old friends?
I could see some college-age kids doing it, like on spring break.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe it's a 20-something thing, you know, maybe that's it. Right. Are you telling me, Bart, that, like, in a couple of years, that look is going to be gone?
Barty?
Have you already invested and gotten ripped off in beads?
No, I'm not going to do that. I can't. It's going against my nature. I can't wear the... I can't make myself look like my, you know, an age that I am not.
Bart, now, let me ask you something serious.
So, but Bart's saying, like, kids that are 17 aren't wearing that, that means that the 20-somethings
actually,
are wearing
I think
that.
Jarrett might.
Jared might wear one.
No, that's okay. Now there's a 17-year-old kid who does.
That means the look's going to be around for a while.
All right, so
I don't think if a 17-year-old wears it, it means the look's going to be around for a while.
No, you could make a case for that though.
What would you?
You could also make for a case that 17-year-olds like the Macarena.
If Uncle Mike is going out cruising chicks,
yeah,
what would you recommend he wear?
Jordan shoes.
What do you mean, one of those?
Air Jordans.
Air Jordans.
The newest kind.
All right. Let's put that firmly in the no column.
Yeah, come on, be serious. What should Uncle Mike wear, really? He's going out looking.
I'm not going to let a 17-year-old kid tell me what to wear.
Hey, I'm sorry,
it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to do it. I am who I am.
I know. I just think it's funny.
I am old enough to get
it's
father.
Funny.
Okay, here we go. I got it. You wear a nice pair of slacks.
All right.
Like Ralph Lauren, polo.
Right.
Right.
A casual wife beater underneath, but then a nice button-down shirt buttoned only two buttons at the top, not done.
All right.
But you know.
So like an open collar shirt.
A wife beater with a button-down shirt.
And what about the shoes? Uncle Mike likes wearing sandals.
No sandals with long pants.
Really?
Not a good look.
Really?
See, and just moments ago, you're saying I'm not going to take advice from a 17-year-old.
Well, you know what? He went down a road that I could see myself putting that on. But what about the footwear then? What about it? Because I do wear long pants with sandals a lot. I always thought it was kind of a hip look.
What do you think Uncle Mike should wear shoe-wise?
That's a little tougher.
Yeah, it is.
What about like,
There are some cool shoes right now. If you go to a nice Nordstrom store...
You know, I'm doing the thing with the wife beater with the button down.
See? It's on you.
You can get, like...
Got the asset, you know?
These are the cool shoes right now, okay?
All right, you got the chest.
They're made by Converse or something, but they'll be upscale, and they'll be, like, a khaki color, and they will look almost like loafers. But they're made by Converse, and they're Converse shoes.
All right, and son, here's the last thing.
All right, thank you, Bart. I appreciate that, and I'm sorry for dissing you there for a second. I appreciate that.
When you go to M&M on Sunday,
yeah.
And I wouldn't ask, I'm not asking for yourself.
Count the necklaces.
But no, for Uncle Mike, would you see if you could score some X and some roofies?
Right. Because I'd be like that guy in that documentary, No Effing Way.
Can I get Uncle Mike some of that date rape drug?
No way.
All right, I'm kidding. All right, I'll see you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You never saw that, did you? That documentary they did on that dad?
No.
It went to raves with his kids, and they finally ended up arresting him and putting him in jail.
Hello, Don and Mike. I know we got to break, Robbie. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
If you can tell us where you're going to be this weekend, I'll get some hot chicks to go in the bar and go, do you know who that is? That's my Camaro.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't play that card. You know, I didn't play that card.
But you need a guy like RJ... To point out when the pieces of ass walk by, just to say, incidentally, Mike, today on your radio show,
yeah, we're like in a real loud, obvious voice.
You cracked me up today on your radio show. Hey, Mike, on your radio show.
Well, it's decided then. Yeah, I've made the decision. I'll be staying home for the rest of the year.
All right.
Hey, if you buy him some drinks, they'll go. I hear he's really packed.
Really packed?
Packed. He's packing.
What does that mean?
Well endowed.
Like penis-wise?
Oh, no, that's not true. Mike has a very small penis.
I have a small penis. No, I don't. I have an average penis. I do not have a small penis. I don't have an inordinately large penis. No. I am the national average.
You have said before.
Yeah, I joke about that, but I think, when I've heard the statistics, I'm larger than the national average.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. Mike.
And we've reached the topic that I really don't want to discuss. We finally reached the topic that I don't
want
to
discuss. Penis size.
The size of your penis.
Yes, thank you very much. I'll show it to you during the break.
Hello.
Not that you've never seen it before.
Hello. It kind of looks like my toe. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah.
Please be yourself, man. Please.
I will. But I like that look. I might try that look. That not with the shoes, but wearing my usual pants that I wear. But wearing the little wife beater with a shirt. I like that look. I think that's cool.
Switch it up a little bit, but the sandals are cool too, man. Trust me, sandals with pants are not a bad thing.
I've always thought that's the look I'm comfortable in. I'm going to stay with that with the footwear. That's the look.
You'll never get laid. You'll never get laid.
Well,
that's not true.
Maybe that's
nice feet, remember?
Yeah, right. Beautiful feet.
We got to go.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Thank you, my friend. Here is the, who's on the hotline real fast because we got a break. Hold on. Don't know. Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
I have one suggestion for Uncle Mike.
Yeah, go ahead, Bart. I'm right here.
Rent a movie and then you might think about it differently now. Rent Swingers.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Swingers?
Never seen it. No, I've never seen it.
Rent Swingers.
All right. Very good.
And then look at the John Favreau character.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, Bart.
You're welcome.
Very helpful. He's a bright boy.
See you, bud.
Very bright boy.
Bye-bye.
Always has been. Nothing's changed.
We have to break.
And he can cook.
Well, he cooks like a son of a bitch.
Fantastic.
I'm telling you. I've never been happier since my wife has been in New York for 2 days with her friends.
You might see me come into work sometime this week with a wife beater on.
Give it a try.
I'm going to give the look a try.
Give it a try.
You just, you know, when you're a man of my carriage, you try to avoid layers.
Give it a try. Give it a try. We'll score you some roofies.
Roofies.
And, you know, you get a girl to sit next to you. You buy her a vanilla Coke or something.
Right.
And slip the old pill in. And
vanilla Coke. Oh, God. You're making me really want to puke now.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3630.
Have you heard this?
They're ready to believe you.
Right.
These two DAs agree on only one thing.
Where's Buzz?
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Such a creature of habit. He is when I'm getting set to come back on the air.
You always give a glance over to that news studio, and he's got his shade. Well, he doesn't have it pulled down. The shade is pulled down. We ought to have a body over there. We ought to have somebody sit there for the duration of the show.
And I've got a microphone that's turned on.
Right.
I turned his microphone on, and he's not there.
Well, you said Joe's coming in to do the news today, which is always a laugh riot.
I don't want Joe sitting over there, though.
Well, who would you put over there that would make you feel comfortable?
We need, like, just a crash test dummy.
Where's Wendell?
No offense. No offense to Buzz. Listen, I'm fine without it.
I'd like to have somebody over there just to react because we don't have anyone to react. And that's what Buzz does. I mean, he's like a little mini audience over there. Although he never laughs.
No, he never does. He never laughs.
He's just over there.
He never laughs at anything we do.
He doesn't, does he?
A lot of the times.
We laugh at each other.
When you and I are doing stuff that we really think is funny.
Right.
He's like looking at his computer.
Right. But we like having him over there.
Yeah, we do.
It's comforting.
Yeah.
And now he's not there. But I'm very uncomfortable with that shade.
Why don't we just open the blinds, though?
All right.
And just have an empty room there. I think we're in agreement, right? We could live with an empty room rather than live with not having a person in there.
Right.
Let's see how that goes.
Where's Jason Vesey?
I don't want to look at him.
I like Jason.
I like him, too. I don't want to look at him, though. There you go, Rob. There you go. All right, you put a picture up.
Yeah.
So there's a picture up now in the window. And
hello.
That's great.
This is Scott Shannon.
That's great. I saw something on MTV News today, and to me that's always the funniest, MTV News. Like, they really got news.
Right.
But it was news about MTV that the Osbournes, who incidentally, you know, they should just slow the frig down.
Oh, absolutely.
The Osbournes should, with all the stuff that's coming out. I saw advertised yesterday, bobblehead dolls.
Oh, God.
Osbournes bobblehead dolls. Too much. It was.
Man, it ain't like it was the greatest thing in the world anyway. Yeah. Was it a hit TV show? Yeah. Whoop the effing do.
Great concept. Very funny show. But back the frig off the merchandising.
Yeah, it's like there's so few smash hits on television now that as soon as something does hit, they just go. They go ballistic with the merchandise.
And because this was such as a successful premise for a show, MTV has announced that they're going to do a similar show with Puff Daddy.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're going to follow Puff Daddy around, and it's going to be just like the Osbournes, except with Puff Daddy, right? Yeah.
Right. So there's one in the works with,
Who's the big fat model that married the old man?
Anna Nicole Smith.
And one in the works with Liza and David.
Now, that I'm watching.
Are you kidding? That one
I'm watching.
Entertainment Weekly, and I would watch that before any of the others.
I mean, just because Liza's so effed up?
Yeah.
Now, that's the factor you need it. And I think even though he's Puff Daddy, I think that although he, you know, loves the gang, hence his name, you know, he's pretty in control. I mean, he's a pretty in control guy, isn't he?
To make it work.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Also on MTV, I saw it today, and I wish I had been taping this. During the news segment, they had Allen Iverson's mom on.
Oh, really?
And
Ivy?
No, her name is not Ivy. But she was referring to her son in third person.
So Allen Iverson doesn't...
She also referred to him as The Answer.
Right.
Which is his nickname, of course. And yeah. She also called him AI.
Hey!
You think mom's a little caught up in the celebrity trip?
And I wish I had the tape. And if anybody, it's got to be all over Philly.
Right.
The tape of Allen Iverson's mom. And I know that I don't do justice to any impression, much less a black person.
Right.
But it is something like this, where she's standing in front of a podium and she goes, "Oh, now, you don't know what the answer all about. You don't know what the Allen Iverson AI will do. When the answer come out, he will tell you exactly what is happening. The answer is a good man. The answer is a good man."
So never my son or anything.
AI will do what is best for Allen Iverson, and you will hear from the answer. The answer is a good son. The answer is a good man. But she never once...
called him her son, she called him The Answer.
The Answer.
Wow.
And AI.
And AI.
AI.
Artificial intelligence.
That's right.
When's he get out, anyway?
He's out, isn't
he?
Out.
He's out now.
He's out.
Right.
He's out. I mean, I think he's got something going on next week. Ah, here we go. Someone with the tape. Hello?
Hello, guys.
You got me.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry what I did yesterday.
That's okay, Tom.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, Tom.
We forgive you, Tom.
Thank you. Next month.
Rob, excuse me, Tom. Rob doesn't forgive you.
Yes, he does.
No, he's shaking his head, but he doesn't.
What did he do? Oh, he told us to go to hell yesterday.
Yeah.
Next month, August 15th.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne's from the Nissan Pavilion.
Thank you for the bulletin.
You guys talking about Ozzy? I just heard this last segment you all doing about Ozzy.
Yes.
By MTV.
Yes.
You all doing stuff.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're thinking. Just a little more together.
And a little keyed up.
See?
You have a good breakfast today, Tom?
Tom, what do you have for breakfast today?
I went to McDonald's for breakfast.
Ah.
I had eggs and sausage at McDonald's.
Is someone giving him smart pills?
Tom's sounding real sharp today. Tom, you feeling good today?
Yes, I am.
A lot of caffeine today, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you spell caffeine?
Now, don't.
No. Spell Ozzy.
Ozzy?
Yeah.
O-Z-Z-Y.
Yeah. Yeah, he's with it today. How you doing, Tom? You sound really sharp today.
Good, because I'm having a good day today. I went grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And I went over to the Kaiser Health.
Right. Yeah, Kaiser Permanente. Right.
Yeah, and I went to sign some papers for next Wednesday. I'm going to get therapy.
You're getting some therapy?
Yep. I gotta get some therapy because I have to. I'm misbehaving with the other people.
Okay.
How are you misbehaving with other people?
Because I got in trouble here at the at my place.
At the group home?
No, watch it.
Where you live, you got in trouble?
Yeah.
What did you do, Tom?
I misbehave. I raised my cane at the old people.
You raised your cane at the old people.
You mean you threatened the old people with your cane?
But yeah, like Ozzy does.
Oh, really?
Like Ozzy does.
So you get a little help to have you manage your temper?
Yep.
Anger management?
Yes.
Like you got mad at us yesterday?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to management counseling next Wednesday.
Well, good for you, Tom.
Well, Tom, I will tell you that.
Tom, I think you're a nice guy, and we think you're a nice guy. So, you know, don't worry. You're going to be fine.
When Buzz is not there, like when he's not on six.
Yeah.
Can I come in and do the news sometime?
No.
Yes.
Watch it. Yeah.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Mike?
No.
Yes.
Mike? No.
Yes.
No. No.
Mike?
Yes, no.
Tom.
Yes,
Tom. Where's Charlie?
He's right here, Tom. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Tom. La 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 la.
La la la
la. La la la. La la la.
Bye, Tom.
Therapy.
Bye, Tom.
Hey, when's the next thing, Mike?
The 27th, Tom.
Be there. Where at?
PJ Skidoo's. Look for Don's picture.
Where?
No, it's all right, Tom.
Picture Tom with his cane.
Where at?
Fairfax.
Where? What place?
Tom, stop. We've given it a plug and a...
Right, bye, Tom.
Watch it.
Stop threatening the old people.
Watch it.
With your cane.
Right.
Watch it.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.
There he goes.
Now,
he went back to Tom, but he was rocking and rolling when he first called.
At the beginning of the call,
yeah,
it sounded like his IQ had jumped
right
about 40 points.
I'll tell you exactly when it happened. When you said, "That's all right, Tom," and he said, "I'm sorry." I mean, it was, or I apologize. It was really together.
It was, if you go back,
I wish we could go back the whole Tom Beltway there, though, because he was back to normal at the end.
If you listen to the tape, he said, "I'm sorry."
Yeah.
It was not like Tom at all. It was, it was weird.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You better watch out if you're old.
Hello.
Hey, you guys were talking about Iverson's mom.
Yeah.
At the basketball game, she sits under the basket at all the home games, will carry a huge sign that says that that's her son, and she'll yell the whole time. And if you ask security to have her move the sign, she won't do it, and they won't do anything to her.
I want to tell you something. This is a trend starting with Bubby Brister's mother.
Right.
When Bubby Brister played for the Steelers.
Oh, and Bubby Brister's mother could not have been more, look at me, this is my son, with all the pins and the buttons that
she
would
wear. The jersey and the hat.
Yeah, it was so obnoxious.
I got someone to... Paul.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Did you see Allen Iverson's mother on TV?
Is that when she was sitting in the car and she's dressed in the basketball jersey? And
yes.
Don't go there with me!
Yes.
That's her?
Yes.
We gotta get the tape.
That disturbed me.
I'm telling you.
Why don't we call Buzz at home and see if he can get the tape?
All right, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Call Buzz up.
I gotta get
his theme out.
I will.
Where's his theme, Rob? Where do you keep it?
Up here.
Up here?
Okay. Call him up. Give him some homework.
Yeah.
So give me this tape.
He's got a, you know, full system to be able to tape stuff.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, with Tom Gavin calling there. You guys ever see Flowers for Algernon?
I've heard of it.
You know what that is? That's the original Charlie story.
Exactly.
That's about the retarded guy who gets smart.
Right.
And gets, like, brilliant smart. And
right.
Then once he experiences everything life is all about and he's a big success, he goes back to being a retard.
Right. Is that true, sir? That's the story?
Yeah, that's the exact story.
Yeah, starring Cliff Robertson.
Well, in Tom's case, it happened during the course of one phone call.
Yeah, it was real quick.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Sorry.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Thomas Gavin.
I think we have Buzz on the telephone now. Buzz.
Hi.
How you feeling?
Yicky.
Did we interrupt you?
I was just dozing a little.
Oh, you were dozing, but you weren't yakking or anything?
No, not yet.
Okay. While you're at home, could you tape all the TV channels? No, I'm kidding. Just tape either MTV or ESPN to get this tape of Allen Iverson's mom.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
All right. When's it going to be on, do you know?
We're not sure. On the news updates, usually, that's what they put
it. Sports Center.
I'll just roll on all of it.
Yeah, Sports Center probably. If you just tape Sports Center, that'd be cool.
Okay, you got it.
Right. Like you don't tape it every day anyway.
Well, you know.
All right. Feel better.
Feel better.
Thanks.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes.
We think Tom Gavin is, like, gaining... intelligence?
Yeah, he might be having a little remission.
Nah.
Well, I mean, we just had a conversation with him.
He was remarkably lucid during the first part of it, and then he went back to being the old Tom, but he had a moment there where he was sounding real strong.
Perhaps he can do the news.
And he has to. He wants to.
Yeah, I know.
And he has to go into therapy because he's been threatening old people with his cane.
We can't have that.
You don't feel like talking now, do you, Buzz?
Not much.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
He's really annoyed at us.
He's sick, Mike.
Yeah, he is.
Sick.
Sounds sick.
God, sick, like, man.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
A little bit like Cranky Letterman there.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Have that.
Oh, you know what the other day?
Nah, leave me alone, I'm sick.
You just said to me,
leave me alone, I'm sick.
It's a good thing Buzz is not listening now. Virtually the only thing that I watch on television every day is Letterman. I TiVo it.
Right.
And I watch it. And he was doing some bit last week that just cracked my ass up. I guess they were on top of a building in New York, and they're hitting golf balls. They're trying to. They were across the street from his office,
right?
And they were hitting golf balls and trying to break windows in his office. And the golf balls were going everywhere.
Man, they could kill somebody.
Yeah, I mean, they were going into traffic,
right?
And I called Frida in and I said, "Come here. I want you to watch this with me." And she's watching for a second. She said, "Stop it! Stop the tape!" And I stopped the TV. I go, "Why?" And she said, "I can't watch Letterman." I said, "Why?" She said, "Because it's like looking at Buzz." Because Buzz,
with his hand gestures,
Buzz has all of Letterman's hand gestures, mm-hmm. and the way, even the faces that Letterman makes, he does everything. Yeah, and you're doing it now. The stuff where Letterman does with his sleeves and
right.
like boxes things out and,
jeez.
And adjusts his tie.
Right, right. Exactly.
She says to me, she says,
Buzz mimics David Letterman the way he talks.
She says, he does. She says, "I can't watch Letterman." I said, "Why?" "Because it reminds me of Buzz."
It's kind of strange.
Hold on a second. And of course, what made me think of that was when you just said he sounds like a sick Letterman, like a cranky Letterman.
Yes, yes, very cranky.
Very cranky. He's very upset.
Boy, I'm sick.
His Duke is on fire.
I don't feel like talking now.
He's puking. He doesn't feel good.
Right now.
Oh, listen, and also you guys who are listening to the show, those of you who are still listening,
yes.
we got a contest here that we haven't done for a long time.
Hey,
never mind. She's not there. It's funnier when she said it.
Well, I understand. And he does, if you look at Buzz, he does kind of mimic the hand gestures and the mannerisms and also a little of the speaking. You know? Bubbling crude.
Yeah. I don't think today would be the day to bring it up with him, though, do you?
Not one little bit.
No. You don't want to call him back now?
Oh, no.
And tell him that we think he mimics Letterman?
No, I think probably catch him when he comes back tomorrow.
Okay.
If he doesn't come back tomorrow, we'll call him at home.
That's all right. Here's the deal. We're on in about 50 cities throughout America.
Right.
About half of those cities carry the show live. Las Vegas, Seattle, Philadelphia, Washington, Baltimore, Portland.
New York.
New Orleans. No, my name.
Oh,
negative on that.
All right.
Here is the deal. What we want to do is find out which city likes the show the best.
Amen, brother.
And there's an easy way to do this. We will take the first five cities to call. What you, the home listener, what you have to do is go to a phone booth.
Right.
Go to a phone booth in a heavily populated area.
Excellent. Yes, go to the phone booth and
Hold on. The hotline. Would someone let me answer the hotline, please? When it rings, please, for the love of God, when the goddamn phone rings.
It might be Larry.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay, never
Sorry
mind.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
All right, so you go to a phone booth in the city you're in. We're going to take the first five cities.
Lisa, Joe, I owe you one.
Okay. We're going to take the first five cities to call?
Yeah. The deal is you go to a phone booth. Let's say that you're calling us from Philly. And you say, "Hey, Don and Mike, I'm Joe Lowe from Philly. I'm in such and such a location." And you tell people where you are.
And then you get people to join you.
And what we do is we actually will have you pass the phone throughout the crowd. Oh, now, hold on now. It's ringing again. Hello?
Hi, my darling.
Oh, hi, baby. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
So, you go to a phone booth. Call us up right now at 877-365-3636.
And you get to a phone booth, and then if we pick your city, if you're one of the first five to call, we're going to let you play the game by gathering as many people at the phone booth with you as is humanly possible. And the city that draws the most crowd wins.
They win. Everybody will win something.
Right.
Everybody that shows up will win something, even if it's one of those Dynamite key tags.
The winning phone booth.
Yes, at our winning phone booth or the refrigerator magnets.
Right.
But one person will win $500 in cash.
Amen, and it could be you.
So again, the drill is like this. If you're in a city where you're hearing the show live right now, go to a phone booth.
Right.
Give us a call. In the next break, we'll put you on the air. And we'll give each of the cities an equal amount of time to see how many people they can get to show up at a phone booth in the same amount of time.
What city will win today?
Who loves us the most?
Amen.
All right, so go there now, you animals. We'll do that in a second. Honey.
Yes.
Very briefly, because I'm up on a break, I tried to call you because we called Buzz. Because he's sick.
And you were talking about watching a bit with David Letterman the other night and how Frida couldn't watch the bit.
And tell everybody why you can't watch Letterman now.
Because I think he's imitating Buzz.
There you go.
That's what she said. She got up and she said, I can't watch him. I said,
well, everybody knows that Letterman has been watching Buzz for years.
I know. I know he's supposed to be a very funny man, but, you know, until he can get his own act.
There you go. Stop ripping Buzz
off. I can't really
off.
Watch it.
All right, sweetie. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye bye. Love you. Bye. All right, now remember when I just said that I take back that I was yelling, let me answer the telephone?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now this is the one where I'm not going to yell it at the people answering our phones.
Okay.
But I'm just going to say that it's stupid to have two people from New Orleans on at once. Do you understand? Sean. From New Orleans. Hi, Sean.
Oh, hold on. Sean just hung up. Yeah. Now we have one person from New Orleans.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi. My name is Ross. I'm calling from the Philadelphia area.
Well, so now they're going crazy. But, Rob, you saw the screen.
Yeah.
Joe had put two people from New Orleans
from
on hold.
From the same city.
Jesus Christ.
Just pick six different cities.
There you go. Now Lisa's coming in right now.
Hi, Lisa.
I know. That was me. And the reason I did that was for that exact reason. I figured we were going to go to break and get the callers. So that I had those first two people because one of them was going to drop off. That's why I did, because that one guy just hung up. But it was me, so don't blame Joe.
Huh? I don't get it.
That's okay.
Why would you? I know, Rob, I know we have to break. Why would you put two people off from the same city, though?
Because I was just trying to get everybody on payphones on the lines and then go back through and weed out the ones that were real and ones that were fake. That guy was obviously not on a payphone because he hung up.
So one of your New Orleans calls was a little insurance policy.
Correct.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Still doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
No 740 KHT.
You're a dork. You're a just a dorky looking white guy here.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know, people are always coming up to me on the street and saying, Don, how can you make money showing those repeats? Well, the answer is simple.
Volume, volume, volume.
Thank you, Buzz.
Official spokesman of the stupid, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. I think we explained it correctly.
Yeah, we did. I mean, it's the city-to-city phone booth Olympics.
We give all the cities an equal amount of time,
right,
to see who loves us the most, who can get the most people to show up at the location where the people at the phone booths are.
We haven't done this in a long time. This is always fun, and it's always interesting to find the people from all over the different cities we broadcast in the weird phone booth locations.
Now, of course, the first city that always joins is good old Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's our home base. That's where people are familiar with the game, and they're quick on the trigger.
WJFK land, and let's talk to Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Nick, where are you at? Where is the WJFK phone booth at?
21st and L, downtown D.C., northwest.
It's going to be a hard location
that's
to get a lot of people to show up at.
You know, that's the way the game works, you know. So that might take Washington out of the equation because it's a downtown location.
But plenty of free parking.
What's that?
Lots of office buildings, lots of people listening at work. Come on down.
Yes, lots of people listening at work, precisely.
Right. And
good choice, sir.
Lots of people who can't get the station
right
in the buildings they work in. But
we got it 21st and L in Washington, D.C. We got to go with this guy.
All right, we're going with you. And what's around you? I know you said you're at the corner of 21st and L Northwest, but what are some of the landmarks around you?
I'm across the street from Bally's and CVS and the Bank America. I'm just a generic office building here, but...
Did you say you're across the street from Bally's?
Yeah, Bally Total Fitness.
Okay, Bally Total Fitness and CVS.
And you're at the phone booth right now?
Yep.
Beautiful. Thank you. Hold on there, Nick.
All right, Nick.
We'll come back to you.
Now, that gives the other cities a big, big leg up because the downtown locations normally don't work.
All right, let's go to Mark, Las Vegas. Mark.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Radio station is...
KSFN.
KSFN in Las Vegas. Where are you, Mark?
I am at the corner of Eastern and Serene in the 7-Eleven parking lot.
Eastern and Serene, of course, all the cities we broadcast to, with the exception of D.C. because we live here. We know nothing about. Can you tell me, is this in Las Vegas? Is this in a suburb of Las Vegas?
It's actually directly between Las Vegas and Henderson.
All right. Give the location one more time, please.
It's the corner of Eastern and Serene, right off the 215 highway.
And you're at a 7-Eleven.
I am.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Hold on just a second. The third city joining us is... New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Let me say, I'm surprised we've not heard from Baltimore.
Right.
Philly.
Right.
Seattle.
Amen.
Let's go to Nikki in New Orleans. Nikki.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Hi, we're doing great. And our station in New Orleans is, it's 94.9.
Yes, 94.9.
94.9.
Okay, I am not exactly in New Orleans. I am, like, in a town 60 miles south of New Orleans called Houma.
Well, now, are you listening on the New Orleans station?
Yes, I'm listening out of the New Orleans station.
All right, well, then technically that counts, but this is going to be a low count if you're 60 miles from the area.
Well, yeah, but we can hear y'all.
All right, okay.
Everybody in Houma listens to you guys.
Well, then that's good. It's Homer?
Houma. H-O-U-M-A.
Houma?
Houma.
Yes.
Houma.
All right, in Houma, Louisiana.
Houma Simpson.
And where are you?
Hello. Hello, Dad.
We're already showing up.
I'm Houma Simpson.
Houma.
And I want to talk to Adam Iverson's mom.
I just got done reading Homer's Odyssey.
Hello there.
Now, where are you exactly in Houma?
I am exactly on the corner of Highway 90 and Bayou Blue Road.
Highway 90 and Bayou Blue Road.
Yes, it is. Everybody knows it as the Four Gas Station, the intersection of Coto and Bayou Blue.
What gas station do you have there, Nikki?
I am at the Chevron.
Chevron.
All right. It's called the Four Gas Station.
Yeah, everybody knows it as the Four Gas Station. There's three gas stations and a little restaurant called Chubby.
All right, listen, all I know is if you're in this area of Louisiana, I guess you know where she is.
Yes, they will. And they are starting to show up already.
All right, get on over to Houma.
All right, hold on a second. Thank you, Nikki. Hello. Hello, Marge. This is Houma Simpson.
Houma.
Go. Here's Baltimore checking in. Hello, Amanda.
Amanda, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
Amanda, thank you for listening in Baltimore on WJFK AM. Where are you located?
On the corner of Charles and Stevenson.
All right, that's...
Exxon.
Okay, that's relatively close to downtown Baltimore, right?
Towson-ish, yes.
All right, out in Towson. All right,
Towson.
And you're at what, a Texaco?
An Exxon,
okay.
An Exxon. And once again, give us that exact location, please.
The corner of Charles Street and Stevenson.
All right, beautiful. Thank you, Amanda.
Is it in Towson, Amanda?
I believe so.
Well, Amanda, you're there. We're not.
I don't know where the county line is, I think technically in Towson.
I know the Charles Street goes all the way to Baltimore.
Yes, yeah, but I don't think we're that far yet.
Can you see the stadium?
No, not at all.
All right, then you're probably in Towson.
All right, you're out in Towson in the suburbs.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Hold on.
Thanks. I guess we told her where she was.
Hold on a second. Here is Tony, Madison, Wisconsin, 100X.
Hey, how's it going?
Checking in. Hi, Tony, it's going great. Where are you in America's Dairyland?
I'm at the Senex station, the corner of Pleasant View and Quarry.
All right, the FedEx?
No, Senex. It's a gas station.
Oh, the Senex gas station, all right. At the corner of what?
Pleasant View and Quarry.
And is that in Madison?
It's in Middleton, actually.
Middleton, Wisconsin.
Yes, sir.
Pleasant View and Quarry in Middleton.
Yep. All right. Hold on just a second. Dynamite, hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Oh, I'm this Charles.
Charles.
I'm Dynamite.
Charles, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
Oh, good. I'm a long listener, and
I was calling on the payphone. I see you.
No, I'm terribly sorry.
His name is Charles, but close friends call him Charlie. And he's behind bars.
What, Charles?
Yeah.
Do you know we're playing a game right now?
Yeah.
Are you calling to play the game?
Yeah.
What city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
We already have someone from D.C.
Oh, that is a shame. Sorry. Maybe you can play next time.
She said the person hang up.
What, the person from downtown?
She said that?
Yeah, Lisa.
Has the person hung up from downtown?
Let me check. Hold on a second. Hello, Nick?
Yep, I'm here. I haven't hung up.
Lie.
Did he lie, Rob?
It was a lie.
Did you just lie to us?
No, I'll never lie to you.
Yeah, you lied.
Yeah, it's a house of cards if it's come tumbling down, Charles.
How's Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa's all right. Fine.
All right, Charles, we're playing a game now.
All right,
goodbye, Charles.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Charles. Charles.
His name is Charles, right. But close friends call him Charlie. And he's behind bars.
We have five cities in play right now. We need a sixth city.
Okay. We have D.C., Las Vegas,
New Orleans,
Baltimore,
and Madison.
And Madison, Wisconsin. And I think we're all out of toll-free lines.
Okay.
So, the fifth city has to call long distance.
Very good.
This was one of the things we brought up in the meeting yesterday.
Yes, we could use an extra toll-free.
That we had with the manager. We could use more than four telephone lines to do a show that goes to 50 cities.
Absolutely.
And one of the things we asked was, how come we requested more phones like a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
What's the status? And the answer was, I don't know.
It's like the Bellman in Lost in America. I don't know.
I don't know.
Isn't this a bridal suite?
I don't know.
I paid for the bridal suite.
I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know.
Right.
It's a junior bridal suite.
I don't know.
All right, let's go with these five cities. That's it. The competition is closed.
Very good.
And before we go to break, and now's the time when all of you guys from these individual cities should be getting to your locations.
Yeah, you should get over there. Should I want me to go over them so everybody hears them loud and clear?
Would you please?
Right. We have Nick in Washington, D.C. Nick is at the corner of 21st and L Streets Northwest. That's downtown. He's across from the Bally's Workout Center and CVS.
All right, hold on, Mike. Here is Nick. Nick, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
You got anybody yet?
No, nobody yet. Come on, guys.
Well, Nick, you're calling from office buildings. There's no surprise there.
Hold on, please.
In Las Vegas, we have Mark. He's at the corner of Eastern and Serene in the 7-Eleven parking lot, I believe in Henderson, Nevada.
Hello, did we get that right, Mark?
Yeah, that's right.
You got anybody showing up yet?
They're starting to pull in right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, now we go to New Orleans, Louisiana. Actually, technically, it's Houma, Louisiana. It is this lovely lady named Nikki. She's at Highway 90 and Bayou Blue Road at the Four gas station. Nikki is in Houma, Louisiana.
Nikki, did we get all that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You got anybody showing up yet, honey?
I have four people standing out here so far.
All right. Keep them coming.
Hold on. And next would be Baltimore, right?
Now, here's a wild card here. This is Amanda, who is either in Towson or Baltimore. We're not sure.
I think it's Towson.
She's at the corner of Charles and Stevenson at the Exxon gas station. And Amanda was one of the most recent calls that we had.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Did you figure out yet? Are you in Towson?
In Towson, right?
She's asking somebody.
Okay.
All right, you're in Towson. How you doing there, Amanda?
I'm good.
You get anybody showing up yet?
Yeah, there's two other people including me.
I'm good.
Hold on.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, hold on, please.
All right.
And the final city was,
I think it's Tony in Madison, Wisconsin.
Mad City.
He is in. He is at the Senex gas station at Pleasant View and Quarry. He's in Middleton, Wisconsin.
That's right. Got to give him a few minutes to get over here.
All right, yeah, you were the last one to call. We'll give you that slack. It's the guy, believe it or not, from Washington, D.C. It's going to be the wild card because downtown, people don't come out of their buildings when they're working.
First off, we can't be heard in downtown, D.C.
Right.
Because WJFK has a crappy signal and...
Yeah, but that's a nice handicap today because Washington normally kicks everybody's ass.
And it's downtown. And even if you are listening downtown, if you don't happen to be on a Walkman and get out of your office...
Right.
Where are you going to park?
at 21st and L.
And right now it sounds like Mark in Las Vegas might be leading the charge.
And it's a beautiful day downtown. Good, healthy air. Take a deep breath.
105 degrees downtown.
With unhealthy air.
When you're driving the highways around Washington where you see the ozone alert, you know, where they're actually warning you about the air, saying go to work with a bunch of people. You know,
yeah.
It seems to me if you're going to give a bad air warning, why would you hop into a car with like five other smelly people?
Especially if you work here.
Really?
I don't know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Tom Gavin saying thank you.
Thank you.
That's Tom?
That's Tom Gavin.
You isolated
from our last phone call.
John Norman.
John, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
That's as lucid as I've ever heard Tom.
Right.
Thank you.
That would be Tom the non-tard.
Right.
Right. Thank you.
NRT. Tom.
Thank you.
Man.
Okay.
Fascinating. So
those are your cities in play.
Yes.
D.C., New Orleans, Vegas, Baltimore, Mad City, Madison, Wisconsin.
Very good.
Go to your location, and we'll see who does the best. And someone at one of those locations wins $500 right after this.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Tom.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Overload your listeners one bit per break. Don't cram all that junk together. Use your head.
Thank you.
With a zero-tolerance policy for everything. The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man, why are you always talking about your wife? Who cares if you beat your wife? Everybody beats your wife.
Thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. They're ready to believe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We don't say it enough on this show.
We don't.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting us.
Thank you.
Thank you for telling the Oblotron Company that you listen to the show.
Hey, nice.
Thank you.
Hey, nice T-shirt, Tom.
Thank you.
Nice sandals, Mike.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's see who's on the line and who we have to say.
Thank you.
To. We have five cities playing.
Washington, Las Vegas, New Orleans, Baltimore, and Madison, Wisconsin.
Now, this is where we count people.
Right.
Because everybody's had about 10, 15 minutes to get as many people as they possibly can to these different phone booths.
Very good.
And, frankly, this is either for us, the reason we like doing this is it's either great or it's awful that we run the risk in any of these cities. For whatever reason, whether it be that it's in an area where you can't pick up the station,
right.
or that people just aren't in the mood to come out to the telephone booth, whatever,
yes.
We run the risk of real embarrassment.
Yeah, we lay our asses on the line here, and you know, to make sure we know who's listening out there.
We go to cities, and you know, you go somewhere, and after 15 minutes, if they say, we got seven people here,
right.
That's embarrassing.
Well, and I think we might be embarrassed today because Rob was pointing out during the break that every one of our callers, with the exception of Nick downtown, but downtown we don't get people coming out of office buildings, every one of the callers is on the fringe of the listening area. So let's see what happens.
Let's find out. It's time to count them up. And we go to the cities in the order that we took the calls from. So that means first we go to Nick, who's at 21st and L.
21st and L across from Bally's and CVS.
Here he is in Washington, D.C. on WJFK. Nick.
What's up?
How many you got, my friend?
I got five plus me.
Oh, that's absolutely...
That is awful.
That's because Nick was downtown.
That was awful.
That's one of the all-time low turnouts for Washington, D.C.
You know what? We got people coming.
You know what? Just for sticks, we got an open line at 202-432-1067. Somebody from Maryland or Virginia, call in from a suburban location.
Hey, come on, guys. Give me a chance.
I'm telling you.
Well, you're not going to win anyway.
Nick, we're going to keep you in play.
All right.
But I'm telling you, we'll get a better turnout from a suburban location announcing it 20 minutes after we announce this guy's location.
Absolutely.
All right, already,
hang in there, Nick.
Already, I am feeling awful.
Yeah, I feel embarrassed.
Already, I'm embarrassed. Nick, we must now speak to each person that you have there at the phone booth.
Just tell them to give us their name and pass the phone along.
Hey, guys, come here. Here.
It's time to count them up.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, what's your name?
Ricardo.
Thank you, Ricardo.
And Nick has not given them the proper instruction.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is George.
Thank you for listening, George.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Jamiro.
Hi there, thanks for listening.
All right, I'm in a hurry, too.
So am I.
Hey, this is James.
Hey, hold on a second. Give the phone back to Nick.
All right, Nick. Yo.
Nick, are you just pulling people off the street that aren't listening?
No, not at all.
Then why did the guy say he's in a hurry?
Because he's in a delivery truck. He's got to go somewhere. He just went back and said,
well, ask Jamel if he's a listener.
Jamel, you're a listener? Yeah, he's in the truck now. You hear his
all right,
truck?
Just double check.
All right, thank you.
Oh, thanks.
It's getting a little complex.
I know you were. Okay, keep it going. Keep it going.
Last guy just took off.
So that's it?
Yep.
I count three, including
no,
Nick.
Four.
Four.
Four from our home city.
All right, very good.
I'm telling you, we desperately need someone from the suburbs to call in now. Let's go to, was it Las Vegas next?
Mark in Las Vegas at the corner of Eastern and Serene.
Mark.
I want to tell you, at least in Vegas, our delivery drivers all stay here.
On KSFN Radio, how many do you think you have there, Mark?
We're looking at a dozen so far, and as fast as these guys can pull in, they're pulling in.
All right, very good.
Let's get them to the phone one at a time.
We'll
and
get your total right now.
Have your people say hello.
Guys.
Here we go.
One at a time. We are. Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is David.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How's it going, Don and Mike? This is Clint from Vegas.
Thanks, Clint. My friend. That's how you do it, incidentally. You just get the people to come up and say hi and pass the phone on.
Yeah, this is Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, Jonathan. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fat bastard. It is Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you.
We're at five.
Hi, this is Susie.
Hi, Susie.
It's you, Don and Mike rule.
Thank you. That's
Don and Mike. Skip's here.
Thank you, Skip.
You got eight.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Jeff from Vegas. We're going to win.
All right, nine.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, this is Dennis from Vegas. Vegas rocks, buddy.
Thank you, Mike.
Ten.
That's ten. Now, keep in mind, these
yeah,
are...
Yeah, guys, we got one immensely huge dude running across the lot here.
All right, and that'll make 11 your total, including
hey,
your son.
These are people who are taking time out of their everyday lives to just go to random phone booths. So this is, very happy with this in Las Vegas.
All right, including Mark, that's a total of 12 people.
12. We'll give you 12. Your final count.
12 is the final card for Las Vegas, Nevada.
Stand by.
That could be the winner. That could be the winner today.
Let's go to New Orleans next,
this
right?
is Nikki in Houma, Louisiana.
Houma, hello there.
Hey, we are partying at this gas station.
Hello. Houma, this Sam Ned Flanders.
How many you got there, Nikki?
I think we have 19.
Oh, my God, a surprise.
We could have an upset in New Orleans today. All right, Nikki, we need everybody up on the phone one at a time. Just give us their name and then pass the phone
everybody.
On.
It could be a big upset. Who would have thought in Houma?
We only got on in New Orleans like a week. All right, pass the phone on there, Nikki. Nikki?
Nikki.
Hey, this is Dude.
All right, Dude. All right, go ahead. Pass
thank
the
you.
Phone
thank
on.
You.
Right. Thank you.
Cody. Thank you.
Casey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're confusing me with the thank yous, man.
Three, Mike. Three so far.
Corey Henry.
Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you. Michael Bird.
I got five total.
That's right. That's five.
Hey, this is the buzzer. It's a 25. Y'all come on down.
Thank you, my friend.
Cassie Dorsey.
Hi, honey.
Thank you.
Bam, y'all come on over here.
Well, a lot of we might have to do a road trip down to New Orleans.
Thank you for listening.
From by the Zalman.
There's 10 so far.
Joe.
Now, the next one will tie Las Vegas.
Tammy Dean.
That's a tie. That's 12.
Georgia Dion, Santa Station.
That's another one. That's 13.
Trina.
14.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Doug.
15.
Hey, guys, this is Nate checking in from Wakeland.
We have a total of 16 in Houma, Louisiana. 17.
17.
Bill Davis.
What up, this Ben?
Total of 19 in Houma.
Who?
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. All right.
That's
hold on,
20.
Mark pulling in. Wait up.
21.
Hey. Hold on, y'all. Hey, hold
Nikki,
on.
Nikki, was, hey, are we talking to you now?
Cody Pruitt.
All right, that's 20. I got 22.
In Houma.
Neil Fans of New Orleans, where you at?
23.
Thank you.
All right, Don and Mike, this is Roy L.
This is a win.
Thank you.
I would have never
Raymond?
Made
it.
Never made it. 25, though. 25.
Thank you.
Jesse.
25 in Houma.
Hey, what's up, Justin?
Houma.
Hey, this is Home Assistant saying howdy.
Houma.
Happy
fate. That was everybody.
That's right, 27 that's people at home. You are the leaders so far.
27. That's pretty goddamn good. 27 gets our applause.
And, you know, in a little Oklahoma, Louisiana.
Hold on a second there, Nikki.
All right.
Hold on. Next city.
Baltimore. We want to go to Amanda.
Mike, I did want to stop the competition for a second.
Okay.
Just to prove a point about Washington.
Yes.
Let's go to Angela, who's in Rockville, Maryland right now, and we're going to put Rockville in play just so WJFK is well represented in this contest.
Very good.
Angela.
Hey, guys.
Hi, where are you at, honey?
I'm at the 7-Eleven in the Ritchie Center. It's at the corner of 355 and Wooten Parkway.
All right, so you're right off Rockville Pike there.
Yep.
Absolutely.
7-Eleven in the Ritchie Center, right off Rockville Pike.
You can't. I know exactly where the 7-Eleven is. You can't miss it.
All right.
Thank you, Angela. We'll come back to you.
Okay, guys.
Now, and Angela's working with a handicap here because
got less time, and we will keep Nick in play. But well, Nick's already got his total of four.
Yeah, Nick. So. Hey, Nick.
Yeah, I got more coming, man. They're all. I got four more.
Yeah, well, we already got your total.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Your time is up.
Sorry, Nick.
Our next city in line was
Amanda in Baltimore. She's actually in Towson.
Gotcha.
At the corner of Charles and Stevenson at the Exxon gas station.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, we have 19, including me.
Okay. Wow.
Then we're gonna need a head count.
And if people still come up, I mean, you might edge out New Orleans.
You're going to have people come up as quickly as possible, one at a time. Just say, hi,
one
this
at a time
is.
As quickly as possible.
And then move on, okay?
You ready?
Yeah, go.
Go.
Here we go. Come on, Baltimore.
Come on. Come on, always a little delay.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is Michael. Megadiddos from Baltimore.
Thank you. James from Baltimore. Hello.
There you go. Thank you. Hi, James.
This is Ben.
Howdy, Ben.
Computer doctor.
Thank you, Ben.
Jeff, how you doing?
It's Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
I'm Parker, Alcon sales rep.
There you go. There's a plug.
Willie,
I'm
pest control.
All right, that's another plug.
Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hey, what's up? Ben.
What's up, guys? Phone a friend. Baltimore rocks.
Thank you.
What's up, Donna Mike? It's Doug.
Howdy, Doug.
Marty Bass.
Hey, Donna Mike, this is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
What's up, guys? This is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Charles, and if I had friends, they'd call me Charlie.
Got 15 so far.
Hey, Donna Carbonell.
Oh, hi. Hello there.
Casey and Jack from Royal Coast.
That counts too, Mike.
Thank you.
Hold on, there's another one.
Hello? Is that it?
So they got one more coming.
Hello?
Is that it?
Yeah, my name is Jack. I'm from Baltimore.
That is, as predicted, a total of 19 people, plus Amanda is 20.
20.
Yeah, 20.
And how many in New Orleans?
10, 20, 25, 7, 27 people. Actually, 28 if you count Nikki.
All right, nice going, Baltimore.
Way to go.
Hold on a second. Next we go to
Madison.
Oh, I think we have the tape of Allen Iverson's mom. One of the tapes of Allen Iverson's mom.
Okay, very good.
I'm Montel, and I know Montel isn't no criminal. I know Montel don't have to do something petty as go to somebody's house and break in their house and all this. You know, you got witnesses, you got people that says they didn't need and break in and all this, but then nobody ain't paying that no mind. Everybody wants the dirt.
I want to hear the ones where she says the answer.
We got to get the part where she's talking about the answer.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on it. But
very good.
We have, in fact, gotten our Allen Iverson's mother's
tape. I'm Montel, and I know Montel isn't no criminal. I know Montel don't have to do something petty as go to somebody's house and break in their house and all this. You know, you got witnesses, you got people that says they didn't need and break in and all this, but then nobody ain't paying that no mind. Everybody wants the dirt.
I agree.
Well,
I agree. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. God damn. It's almost like one of our goof tapes.
I know.
But we got to find the one where she refers to him as the answer.
I'd like to hear that.
That's the funniest one.
I would.
Madison, Wisconsin is next.
Yeah, we want to go to, I think this is Tony, who's at the Cenex gas station at Pleasant View and Quarry in Middleton, Wisconsin.
Tony, how did you do, my friend?
We got 32 people.
Wow, an upset
this
little
would be a
Madison, Wisconsin.
Upset.
Wow.
What you got to do is get your people one at a time.
Everybody, come on around. We got to go on.
You got to get your people in line one at a time. They say hi, say their name, and pass the phone on.
Okay, you got to say hi, you got to say your name, and pass the phone on.
As quickly as possible.
Quickly as possible.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Don and Mike rule. Deal.
There you go, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is Fritz from Madison.
It's two.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Tim from Madison.
Thank you.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Eric from Madison.
Wow.
Don and Mike, you rock. This is G.
Thank you.
Don and Mike, you rock. This is Stu from Madison.
Howdy.
Don and Mike. This is John.
These are all different guys.
Yo, this is Timbo.
Hey, Timbo. Hello. Hello.
This is Sam. Don and Mike rule.
Thank you, Sam.
It's
Thank
Slow
you.
Sam.
Hey, this is Andy from Madison.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Yo, this is Bart.
Hi, Bart. What are you doing there?
From Don and Mike.
Shouldn't you be at home cleaning?
This is Alex. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
It's the Del Kid.
This is Jesse. You rule.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
Hey, this is Jake. What's up, dude?
Hi, my friend.
Eric, rock on.
Thank you.
This is Jason.
And you know, just to make sure.
It's from Madison.
Keep counting, because at the end of this, we'll have all the
Gary, guys rock.
We'll have all the people make noise.
Hey, this is Bart.
Well, now that's the second Bart.
This is not Bart. This is Sam. You rule.
See, we want to make sure that it's not like.
Hey, this is Mike.
Just five or six guys. They're rotating.
Maxwell, you guys are on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Alan.
See, all these guys sound the same.
They sound
to
exactly
me.
The same. Like three
Alex.
Guys.
You guys are awesome.
Same guy. Hey, wait. We're being scammed. Hey, hold on. All right, we'll get the next guy to go.
We ain't stupid.
Hey, this is Richie.
Hey, hold on, Richie. Richie. Richie, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Richie, get everybody there to make noise.
At the count of three, have everybody say Madison.
Everybody, on the count of three, everybody has to make noise. Ready? One, two, three.
Hey, all right, put Tony back on the phone.
Tony!
We got to bust him.
Yeah. Hey, it's a Tony.
Tony, you're ball busted.
Don't lie to us.
That's real bad.
Well, you got like four guys?
You're violating the game.
No, we honestly had 32 people here.
Tony, you're lying.
Because a lot of people had to leave.
Tony.
I'm not lying. How many people did we have here?
Tony.
Over 35.
I hate to do this.
35. Sorry. One guy called 35.
Disqualification.
Madison, Wisconsin, because of Tony and his dishonesty, has been disqualified.
Disqualification.
By padding the numbers. That's very bad, Tony.
Goodbye. Yeah, hey there.
Yeah. That's what a blemish on Wisconsin.
It sure is.
That's a very, so still.
Like Madison is not already the largest pimple on the ass that is Wisconsin.
Yeah. Got four guys. Woo! Woo! Duh!
Now, let's go to Angela, who's in Rockville, who's only been playing the game for.
Come back to me.
5 minutes.
All right, Angela, you're at the Rockville Ritchie Center right off Rockville Pike. How you doing out there?
I'm good. How are you guys?
How many you got, Angela?
I've got me plus nine others.
Nine others?
See, already in 5 minutes
right.
At a suburban location,
mm-hmm.
She did better than the guy downtown.
That's right. So we're going to just put her down for nine?
Yeah, it's location. All thank right. You. Hold on a second.
Way okay. To go.
And that means if we can confirm it, that Houma, Louisiana, the New Orleans affiliate with a total of 28 people, has won.
They're the winners.
The phone booth.
They're the winners. Now, everybody.
That's like four people there, too.
No. Y'all guys, come here. They're all the way at the end of the gas station because the line is so long.
Well, tell them to all gather around the phone.
Okay, he says y'all all have to gather around the phone.
There's more than four of them.
They're gathering. It's just taking a while.
Right, and then have them all say, Homer, Louisiana. Have
not
them say
Homer,
that.
It's Homa.
Homa.
Have them. Just try to say, have them start chanting, Homa, Homa.
All right, hold on. Y'all, all they want to say, Homa, Homa, Homa.
That's a lot.
I believe it.
That's a lot. Let's give them their props.
All right.
You get
thank
it.
You.
You're the winner. Way to go, Vicky.
All right.
Might have to do a road trip down to Louisiana, Don.
Now, here is the deal. They had a total of how many people?
28 people.
Nikki, what I want you to do is get all 28 people in the order that they showed up at the payphone.
Oh, my God. That's going to be kind of hard.
Well, we'll just have everybody line up in what they think was the order that they arrived.
Okay. I need everybody to line up in the order that you arrived to the gas station.
And then what I'm going to do is randomly pick a number between 1 and 29, okay. And that person's going to win $500.
Well, shouldn't Nikki win $500 because she was the person? I thought that's the way we've always played the game.
Well, I thought it was going to be like a random person would win.
No, you're changing the rules on your own game that you invented. The person that wins is the first person to come out to the phone booth that gets the most people to show up.
Well, then tell them never mind.
You don't get people to line up and
tell them they arrived.
Tell them never mind. Nikki.
Yeah, I'm with
you. You won.
Nikki, you can't drop the F-bomb, though.
Honey. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. She said effing right. Effing right. And
now get people to line up at the order they arrived and draw straws.
Shut up.
You invented the game.
I know.
Idea.
It's been so long since we've got it.
It has been a long time.
That's how we do it.
The big prize goes to the person that started the whole
thing. You get the $500 and everybody else gets, everybody in New Orleans.
Right.
Gets a prize.
We don't know what the prize is yet, but we're going to figure it out.
But hold on a second. We'll get everybody's names and address. Tell everybody they've won something.
All right, I will.
Tell them right now.
Hey, everybody, Don Mike, let me just tell y'all that y'all all won something.
You've all won something. Great, okay. Hold on, please. And now let's see, Nick in D.C., a very disappointing four people.
Yeah, four people.
Well, we got more here now. We got like 10.
Yeah, but Nick, you know, it was just a location, man. You know that. I mean, we got more listeners in Washington than anywhere, but,
Thank you, Nick. Let's go to Mark, a very strong showing in Las Vegas.
Way to go, Mark. Nice job out there.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate standing out on the surface of the sun this long.
Mark, we don't have a gift for everybody, but would you ask everybody to get an order by height?
Certainly. On your knees. On the surface of the sun.
I am kidding. Amanda in Baltimore, Towson, Maryland. Amanda.
Yes.
Nice total, not enough, though.
We were in second, though, weren't we?
Yeah, yes, you were in second place with a total of 20.
There were people here who, didn't get on the phone, but still not enough.
Well, that's good, Amanda. You did a great job in Baltimore, and that's pretty good for not knowing where you were.
I knew where I was coming.
Thank you.
I'm kidding, Amanda.
Thank you.
I'm kidding, of course.
Amanda, would you like to go see Eminem this weekend?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. Hold on.
Are you serious?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
You get free tickets to see Eminem and Papa Roach, Ludacris, at Nissan Pavilion Sunday. Hold on, please, for your Eminem tickets.
And then we go to Angela in Rockville.
And Angela.
Hey, guys.
Hi, now, Angela, you were really, really handicapped. Everybody else had like 20 minutes to get people out there.
Right.
We just wanted to show the people from the suburbs.
Not that kind of handicap.
Represent.
No, not that kind.
Thank you.
Stop curling your fingers, Rob.
What was your...
Thank you.
What was your final total out there, Angela?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And we had about... We've got 9 now. We had about 6 or 7 go home when you guys said Homer were the winners. So
you probably came in right at 20 in about 5 minutes. Not bad at all.
That's pretty good. And Amanda, for you, or Angela, I'm sorry.
Hey, I've got a cup. Can you put your phone on?
What?
What?
I've got a cup here. Hold on.
Oh,
I'm going to try to get him to...
Turn his... The siren on.
Always nice to have law enforcement representing.
Can I get a prize for that?
Listen, Angela, here's what I'm going to do for you.
Telling you about your prize.
Angela, because you went to a location and you scattered it out, you're going to go see Eminem as well.
Excellent.
Okay? You get to go to the Anger Management Tour with Eminem and Papa Roach, and that's Sunday at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets are available online at Ticketmaster.com. Angela, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, now, Angela, we need you to line everybody up there in order of their birthday.
Hey, shut up. Now, what can we say to everybody who listens to the show, bud?
Thank you.
And, wow. What a stunning upset, Mike. New Orleans.
New Orleans and, really, and to Madison, Wisconsin. Bad, bad, bad. That's really, I mean, I got to tell Tony.
Yeah, hey there.
Tony, you really made your town look bad by...
Yeah, what would Brett think about that, huh?
Yeah, cheating, cheaters never prosper.
Yeah.
Quitter.
Yeah, Brett.
But Houma, Louisiana, you know, seriously, we might have to give some thought to heading down there.
Yeah.
Little New Orleans trip. We like the bayou.
Oh, for Brett. Oh, what if Brett was to hear about that? Yeah, in Madison, Wisconsin. They lied there about the number of people that came to the phone booth. Yeah.
Real bad. I don't like that at all.
That's bad.
There, no, nobody likes a cheater.
We don't have to say thank you to Madison, no.
Thank you.
Well, we want to thank Nick in D.C., Mark in Las Vegas, Nikki in New Orleans, Amanda in Baltimore, and Angela in Rockville. Y'all did a great job today.
But that, ladies and gentlemen, is a stunning upset.
Yes, for Louisiana. Not really even technically New Orleans.
No.
It was Houma.
An hour away from New Orleans.
Very good stuff.
Jesus Christ.
Very excited about that.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
That was fun. When we come back, I almost forgot what day it is.
Oh, yes.
Wednesday.
Oh, we saved the best for last.
It's Wednesday.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike are a gay.
Don and Mike are a gay.
Don and Mike are a gay.
Okay. Good day to you, sir. I said good day. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, my name is Loretta Walker. I live here in Washington, D.C. I'm originally from Houma.
Yes.
And I have three daughters who would absolutely love to go to the Eminem concert. And I'm begging, I would do absolutely almost anything to get tickets for them.
Well, I think you'd have to come down here and get naked.
Okay, and I know you're going to say that, and my heart just gets...
What?
And just give me some directions to where you guys are.
All right, listen, you know, we're done in about an hour today. You can come down tomorrow.
Okay.
And get naked. How many tickets you need for your daughters?
Well, I have three daughters, and I would like to go myself.
All right. So you need,
keep an eye on them.
You need two pairs of tickets.
Yes.
All right. Hold on a second, please.
Thanks.
All right. Gotcha.
Hey, hold on.
Oh, yeah. Who's the celeb you most resemble?
Angela Bassett, maybe?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Come on down.
Fantastic.
Come on down. Thank God.
Very good.
Yeah. Kill me for the risk.
Yeah, you could. Nell Carter.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, it's Rick from Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, Rick. Oh, hey, the untruthful city.
Yes, the cheating city today.
Well, actually, that's the city just to our west, Middleton, Wisconsin, so I felt compelled to call in and defend my homeland.
Well, you know, I think your valid point there was Middleton. If we're going to be specific, that call originated from Middleton, Wisconsin, and not Madison.
But it was representing Madison.
It was representing Madison, though, and Tony should be ashamed of himself.
That is true. Tony should be. And another thing he should be ashamed for is that he called from a spot that is approximately 17 miles from Greater Madison, which had people like myself and at least 400 other faithful Don and Mutt fans I could see driving along very crazy on the Beltline trying desperately to find the Cenex way out in BFE Middleton.
It's pretty sad, isn't it, when one individual tarnishes the reputation of an entire
city. All right, my friend. We'll go back. We'll try. Yeah, we'll try not to hold out against Madison. Thank you.
Hey there, hey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And it wouldn't be surprising to me that we would get like 30 people in Madison because the show is very popular there.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey there.
The show popular there.
Not a lot to do there.
You know what they really like there?
What's that?
Oh, when we read the homo column on the air.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, hey there. When are we going to read it then?
Right now, dear.
There you go.
It's Wednesday.
Oh, for Craig Wilson.
You know what that means. From USA Today, the final word, by Craig Wolfson. I do not know what I do not know, you know. A few weeks ago, I mentioned I don't know who the Goo Goo Dolls were. Now I do. They are a band. They hail from Buffalo. And one of the members proudly wears a John Deere cap. And they are good. No, better than good. They rock.
Thanks, Rosie.
I know all of this now because their fans have told me so. And they have more fans than I would have thought. Seeing that less than a month ago, I didn't even know the band had even existed, let alone commanded such a loyal following.
As one of their more vocal supporters asked, "What planet do you live on, dude?"
Uranus. That's an ad lib, excuse me.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta spice it up.
The good thing about not knowing what you don't know is the fact that you don't have a clue as to what you don't know, and therefore you happily go along your business as if you knew everything there is to know. You understand, I'm sure.
At 52, I have decided I know less than the... Excuse me, let me start again. At 52, I like man-on-man action. No. At 52, I have decided I know less now about the world than I did when I was 22. Which probably isn't all that surprising, because at 22, I really did know most everything there was to know. I didn't know about the Goo Goo Dolls, of course, but that was only because they didn't exist yet. I probably could have seen them coming, however.
Although we live in what's dubbed the information age, I feel I know less and less each day. At the rate I'm going, I'll know absolutely nothing in 10 years.
Yep. Not that I know that much now.
While reading the New York Times a couple of Sundays ago, I came upon a word I'd never seen before. Spiridata. I asked my partner, Jack. Winter paragraph. I'm afraid of the winter this week.
Yep.
I asked my partner, Jack, if he knew what it meant. He didn't. And he reads books with hard covers. I looked in my dictionary. It wasn't there. So I went online, typed in the word, hit search, and up it popped.
You probably already know that. But it's from the Italian High Renaissance and describes the attributes of a man who is both a graceful performer and a superficial manipulator.
Hello.
Because the word was used to describe two young men clawing their way up the ladder of New York society on the arm of Martha Stewart, it was the perfect fit.
But did I need to be reminded on a peaceful Sunday morning there was yet one more thing I did not know?
Since the Goo Goo Dolls incident and the discovery of Sprezzatura, I've become more and more guarded, less willing to bare my breasts. I'm sorry, bare my ignorant soul. I now begin sentences hesitantly. Do you happen to know?
You're listening to The Final Word
by Craig Wilson.
I asked Ruth, one of the librarians here at the paper.
You're winning today.
If she happened to know the word Sprezzatura.
Sprezzatura.
I was relieved to hear she did not.
Sprezza blah blah.
Although she thought it was a great word and would try to work it into a conversation at some point before she died.
And I asked my wise and worldly friend, Sam, if he happened to know who the Goo Goo Dolls were.
Really?
He did not. A true friend.
Goddamn, I'm the lucky man this week. You read the next paragraph?
Yeah.
Every month, Oprah Winfrey writes the column on the last page of her magazine, O. It's called What I Know For Sure.
She's a bit more evolved than I. Bless her.
The only thing I know for sure these days is that the Goo Goo Dolls rock.
Then again, what do I know?
Final Word.
By Craig Wilson.
Hey, Craig Wilson.
Bravo, Craig.
You know, he could have done better this week.
Yeah, but you hit two home runs.
Yeah, I did.
I got the partner, Jack, and you got...
O Magazine, Oprah Winfrey Magazine.
And the librarian, yeah.
No, actually three.
Yeah, three.
That was a three-hit column for me.
You got the librarian.
Got the librarian, got my partner, Jack, and got the fact that... He reads Oprah Winfrey's magazine.
The only home run I would think that I hit the whole thing was she's a bit more evolved than I.
Bless her!
All right, there he is from USA Today. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Fascinating.
And now it's time to go to the news cubicle, which has been dark today.
This is always an adventure. I'd really like to send a message out before we talk to this gentleman.
Yeah.
And urge all the youngsters in our listening audience, perhaps, you know, the individuals that are going to be soon starting families of their own. You know, people that are in their late teens, early 20s, stay with the books. Stay with the books so you don't sound like this man.
And wear rubbers.
Yes, absolutely.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
And that man is not Buzz.
Now,
Buzz, as you know, is near death.
Right.
Both vomiting and diarrhea. Right. So joining us today, once again, pinch hitting.
Pete has no cat's feet. He has no mule ears. He has no seal tail.
Joining us is the world's oldest phone screener, Joe Ardinger.
A very bad reader.
Hi, Joe. Sorry. Howdy, Joe.
Hi.
And what is your lead story today on the news and comments?
President Bush, SEC will clear Cheney. Even with the tease. He is the best substitute that we have ever had in that studio.
Hey, what happened to the funny tease?
Oh, he has no seal tail.
He has no cat feet. He has no mule ears. He has no seal tail.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and
comments coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
H to the Izzo. The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to the news with Joe. We're getting more news of Allen Iverson's mom.
All right.
We got one of the tapes where she refers to him as AI.
AI.
I'm not sure which one is which. This might be one where she's just yelling at reporters.
All right. This is in her car, right?
Yeah.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
That's
your thing. Where you get that from?
That's your thing.
Somebody told it to you?
True.
Did someone tell you that?
Yeah.
Don't ask me nothing. Did someone tell you that?
I haven't spoken with you.
All right, then. Don't go there with me. You
want to
keep it real, you keep it real with me. Because I ain't for no game.
All right, hold on. No, that's not the one where she refers to him as AI. Here, maybe it's this one.
Every relationship has ups and downs. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rings I see on these men's fingers. You think y'all don't go through up and down? Come on, get a grip. Because AI is AI, we got to go through that and we'll go through it.
There you go. That's
oh, no, she didn't.
There's his mom.
Because AI is AI, we got to go through that and we'll go through it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the password is media savvy.
Because AI is AI, we got to go through that and we'll go through it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because AI is AI, we got to go through that and we'll go through it.
Thank you, Mrs. AI.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now here is J.A. Hi, Joe.
Thank you. President Bush defended his vice president's business record on Wednesday.
It's funny when he tries to be funny, too.
I'm not trying to be funny.
Yes, you are. When you did the Tom Gavin thank you, you were trying to be funny and you missed, and it's funny. Though.
Thank you.
Anyway, let me start from the top. President George Bush defended his vice president's business record on Wednesday, saying he was confident the Securities and Exchange Commission's investigation of Halliburton Company would show Dick Cheney did nothing wrong while serving as chief executive. Asked if he was confident Cheney did nothing wrong while chief executive of Halliburton from 1995 to 2000, Bush said, "Yes, I am."
Said what?
"Yes, I am." He said, "He has no mule ears."
All right, Joe.
"He has no seal tail."
Thank you.
Just read the news.
Read the news. Stop trying to be funny and just
be
yourself.
I'm not trying to be funny.
Yes,
you are.
Just read the news,
God
Joe.
Damn it.
Okay. Bush said the SEC's investigation of Halliburton would run its course, adding at a press conference with the Polish president, "I've got great confidence in the vice president. When I picked him, I knew he was a fine business leader and a fine experienced man."
Good job.
That's Joe. That's good. Very good. Very good reading.
Thank you. Dow keeps gains but comes off session highs. New York, CBS, MW, Microsoft, Word.
Come on now, Joe.
It's my highly pleasure.
You'll have to fire him if he's still doing all this ad-lib crap.
The Dow turned a 250-point morning gain into an afternoon loss Wednesday before rebounding modestly as losses in some of its financial and industrial components offset positive earnings news from the likes of United Technologies, Boeing, and Citigroup. Motorola and Intel rallied following their quarterly results, but the broad chip sector failed to respond for long.
Held
back by deep declines in shares of Teradyne. And hardware issues bled, wounded by tumble in Apple computer shares. Biotech was the broad market's upside leader for a second session, followed by the chemical, drug, oil, and paper groups. Moving lower were retail, airline, and the defensive, utility, and gold sectors.
Thank you.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 23 points, or 0.3%,
to
8,494 after rising as much as 250 points, with buyers feasting primarily on shares of Intel, Boeing, Citigroup.
Buyers feasting what?
Primarily. On shares of Intel, Boeing, Citigroup, Philip Morris, and United Technologies. Among the losers were shares of Honeywell, Walmart, General Motors, and Hewlett-Packard.
Hold on there, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, hey, I just heard that thing with Iverson's mom.
Yeah.
Referring to him as AI.
Right. Like,
her name's Ann, so she's AI, too.
Oh, really? Really?
Because AI is AI, we got to go through that, and we'll go through it.
Well, maybe Ann was referring to herself.
Talking about Alan. And now back to Buzz.
The two children of baseball great Ted Williams, who want their father's body frozen, deny a half-sister's charge that they plan to make money from his remains or DNA, their attorney said Wednesday. It is absolutely 100% false, said Robert Goldman, attorney for Claudia and John Henry Wood.
Smoking marijuana can cause brain damage.
If I thought for 1 second that Claudia or John Henry were interested in profiting from their father's bodies, I wouldn't take this case, Goldman said on ABC's Today Show. The sibling's half-sister, Bobby Jo Williams Carell, has accused John Henry Williams of having their father's body frozen at a cryonics lab in Arizona for financial gain. Farrell wants the body cremated, as Williams specified in his will. A judge will have to decide whether the Hall of Famer, who died July 5th at 83, will be frozen or cremated, because his will and the executor of his estate.
Executor.
Yeah, that's it. Of his estate, conflicting accounts of the sluggers and sheriff.
Hello, I'm the executor of the estate.
Primal.
Literally, I turn. Step by.
Primal.
Primally. Investors fed primally. Eat, feed me. I'm the executor.
No seal tail.
He has no mule feet.
Was there any subject you were good in school?
Art.
All right, yeah. Very good.
All right, what's next, Buzz?
that's just funny. Well, regarding Allen Iverson, he's been booked. The media has gathered at the courthouse, and they're selling lemonade.
Wait, now, hold on.
Because AI is AI, we got to go through that, and we'll go through it.
Who's selling lemonade?
His surrender to the cops yesterday filled the police headquarters parking lot with everything from satellite uplinks to kids selling lemonade. The media and entrepreneurs began gathering long
entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurs.
Oh, this is a payoff. This is, ladies and gentlemen, we're not faking this.
Began gathering long before the scheduled 5:30 a.m. surrender, but many were doomed to disappointment. The object of their attention, Allen Iverson, was whisked into the parking garage at the roundhouse so fast that some of the 100 or so reporters...
Slow down a little bit, Joe. Just to slow down a little bit. You can read better if you slow down.
He was sprawled in the back of a green Mazda MDV with tinted glass windows, depriving onlookers of much more than a glimpse and no pictures. Among those seeking to make a little cash out of the spectacle were kid lemonade sellers and peddlers of free Iverson t-shirts who circled the block at 8th and Race. Among the eager buyers were the folks from Power 99 Radio.
Well, there's a
because
shout
AI
out.
Is AI, we got to go through that and we'll go through it.
Shout out for them.
Thank you.
Let's see. The regulars all brought their own camp chairs and water. The early surrender, long hours, and uncertainty over whether it would occur meant that many of the time-killing...
You're listening to a nationally syndicated newscast.
Time-killing techies and reporters were earning overtime for their sweat.
You realize that there are people out there right now...
Right.
...busting their ass...
Sure.
...in small markets...
Right.
...who would die for the chance...
Just the opportunity to crack the microphone.
Just one time.
To get a few million people to listen to them, and this man is being heard by millions right now.
What's next, Buzz?
It's kind of a slow day in Hollywood. Variety reports that in an effort to mature Ricky Lake along with the show's host,
now a 33-year-old mother of two young sons, the content will change to reflect Lake's evolving interest. While Ricky will continue in the single-issue talk format, it will feature topics that are not as conflict-driven as they have been in the past. We want the show to be a place in the afternoon or late morning where women can let down their hair, kick up their heels, and talk about topics that are important to them, from relationships to sex to women overcoming odds, while keeping the surprising elements that have been the signature of Ricky, said Ricky, executive producer Michael Rourke.
Said Ricky.
Ricky,
executive producer.
Ricky.
Thank you.
Ricky, whose 10th season premieres September 16th, became a hit in its early days by offering a youth-oriented take on successful single-issue talk genre in syndication.
Entrepreneurs.
Executor.
We're refocusing a lot on Ricky herself, Rourke added. She's going to become more involved out in the field, doing interviews and covering topics that are based on her interests and curiosity.
Uh-huh.
And
what's next?
All right, hold on. We got a break.
Okay.
Oh, damn it.
We got a break.
Oh, what a shame. I'm riveted.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Able to neutralize feminine odor. The Don and Mike Show.
We'll get back to the news. I just want to tell you, we're in the news. We're in the New York Daily News today.
We are.
That's very interesting to know. You know, we got fired from WNEW in New York.
Right.
And the ratings came out. The spring ratings, the Arbotrons. And after a year stuck with no movement, our show was actually moving up, right?
Yes.
Now, we were not setting the world on fire.
But you're moving in the right direction.
But we went from a 0.8 to a 1.1. And among the male demographics, we were up in the top 15.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yet we got fired. So there's a little article about WNEW in the New York Daily News today. And I'm going to go down to the part where it talks about not everything is perfect at WNEW. Of course, Scott Farrell's morning show has a 0.5% share of the audience.
Mm-hmm. Shake it up.
He's up a few ticks, says Jeremy Coleman. We're going to give him a chance. We were up a few ticks, and up a few more ticks than to a 0.5 share. WNEW is looking for a midday host, a midday show, to represent Don and Mike. And Coleman sees it as an opportunity. It's like going shopping, he says. It's exciting to see what's out there. So, there you go. We are in the New York Daily News today. I agree. I know.
Right.
I got you. How you doing, Jeremy?
Our pal.
How you doing, buddy?
Our buddy.
Going shopping. It's exciting.
Anglin can kiss my ass.
I'm doing some shopping for you too, Jeremy.
Yeah, boxing gloves.
Coffin. Very tiny one. Like a matchbox.
You can hold it in one hand.
It's a pisser. You know, we're gone. We're out of there. You got your way. You got us out of there. Don't run us down in the newspaper, dude.
Yeah, really.
Don't do that, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's, well, I said it all along.
I know.
About him.
I know. Here now is Joe for Buzz. All I know is I'm darn excited, Mike, that we're in the New York Daily News.
Very exciting to be in there.
It's great to be in the newspaper.
Yeah, he's up a few clicks. We'll give him a chance.
Hi, Joe for Buzz.
Hi, guys. In sports, Rich Gannon has signed a long-term six-year, $54 million contract extension with the Oakland Raiders.
Well read.
The source said that the 36-year-old Gannon will get $8 million a year over the next three seasons. Gannon was a no-show at an earlier voluntary minicamp and quarterback orientation before he came to the Raiders' final off-season minicamp in June, but the Sacramento Bee reports that not all Raider news is good. According to the newspaper, Reagan Upshaw will miss the season with a torn ACL. Preseason for the Washington Redskins starts on August 3rd against San Francisco 49ers in Japan,
right,
if I'm not mistaken.
3 weeks away.
That game can be heard on the home of the Redskins, WJFK.
All right, now to the kicker.
Okay, finally.
Do you want music for this?
Yeah.
In Manchester, England, an armed gang of clowns is on the loose in England. A group of three clowns pulled off the perfect heist at a local wine bar and handcuffed the manager, threatening him with a sawed-off shotgun and a knife. They escaped with a small amount of money, according to the authorities. Then came the wild goose chase. Inspector Darren Shenton said the clowns took off in a van and managed to escape police pursuit, even though they were involved in three car accidents along the way. In a statement, Shenton said, "There is no doubt that anybody walking along the road at the time the robbers were heading into or out of the building would have spotted them, especially as they were dressed as clowns." Police
stupid
are
is,
now
stupid does, sir.
Police are now appealing to the public for information
stupid
on
is, stupid
the wild
does,
bunch.
Sir.
I'm Joe Ardinger for the Don and Mike
nobody,
Show.
Nobody, yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, nobody steamrolls through the tapes better than Joe Ardinger.
There you go. Thank you, Joe.
And,
get well soon, Buzz. We will be back tomorrow with the all-new episode, and we will see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
Oh, I think I have today.
Can you, Benjamin?
Oh,
can
I
you?
Can.
To the loo.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.